It's time for Benedictine Raven football, heard on your local sports authority, KAIR, Radio 93.7 FM, and streaming on msconews.net. Benedictine Raven football games are brought to you by Hamada Wealth Management. Contact Hamada Wealth Management at 928-443-7536. Stay tuned. The Amberwell Health pregame will begin with the Bank of Atchison Coaches Show featuring head coach Joel Osborne right after these messages.
Union State Bank, founded in 1901, would like to take a moment to say thank you to everyone across the communities we serve. Hi, this is Kyle at Bank of Atchison, here to say that the work you do and the dedication you show to your local community continues to inspire our teams at all our branch locations. We are proud of our long history of being honest, reliable, and of remaining connected to the families and businesses we serve. As it was in the beginning, our customers are like family, and it is a privilege to work alongside them. Learn more about why we say we are rich in community at mybankusb.com. Member FDIC.
We're getting ready for playoff football here this afternoon, and joining us, Joel Osborne, head coach of the Ravens. Coach, what a great game on the road against a quality opponent to end the regular season last week.
Yeah, I appreciate it, Tom. It was fun to see our kids come out and play the way we did. I thought that was one of the best games we played overall. Defense created a lot of turnovers, sacked the quarterback 6 times, 11 tackles for loss, another blocked kick, you know, so really proud of our defense for how they came out and really handled a team that's very skilled, has 2 good quarterbacks, really good receivers. The Caleb Tanis, he's as good as it gets. I think he's a Division I player playing in our level. And, you know, he's been hurt all year, so he's out there playing about 75% on a hurt hamstring. And you can see how good he was with what he's able to do. So, just really proud of our guys. We handled the weather really well and the conditions and being on the road. I thought Garrett really came out and played one of his better games and distributed the ball to a lot of different guys. And, you know, we got the running game going. We had a freshman, Dalton Witherspoon, come off the bench. Hadn't seen a lot of action this year. Got a few carries. We started playing him in the second half of the season in the South Division and getting him a taste of varsity because he did such a good job on scout team and in the JV games. And he really emerged as a guy rushing for over 100 yards. So that was fun to see.
Let's talk a little bit about that defense. Your coaching staff and the defense made, it would appear to me, some adjustments. Mm-hmm. Mid-America scores a couple times early. Then the adjustments came. You shut them out until at the very end of the game they scored once again, but you really made some adjustments that stopped them.
Yeah, I thought Coach Cook and our staff did a great job. The biggest thing was we started getting pressure on the quarterback. And once those quarterbacks started getting hit, you could see that they weren't wanting to stay in the pocket, and it really flustered them. Their accuracy started to go down a little bit. And then, you know, just we're making plays on the ball downfield as well with our DBs and our linebackers. So it was a great job by them. And, really, if you look at the second and third quarter, that's where we made our run, where we were down 14-7. And then all of a sudden we're up 43-14. So we made a nice run there. We had a touchdown get called back. Otherwise, we'd have been up 50-14 in the third quarter. So it was fun.
And a defense scores.
Yeah. So and there's no doubt. So, I mean, you talk about the safety to set the tone right there at the start of the second half. And then we got the ball right back after that offensively, went down and scored. So, yeah, that really set the tone for us in the third quarter.
Coach, you talked about how well Dalton Witherspoon had played. I thought he was fantastic. Yeah. But with a team as deep in talent as you guys are, let's talk a little bit. You can't carry everybody to the postseason, right? There are roster limits, and you have to trim it down. No. Talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, so we're limited how many guys we can dress for the game. So we can dress 57. So that's been a challenge for us because we've dressed probably on road games probably 71 players. So we've had to cut 14 players from our varsity roster for the postseason for this game, which is that's difficult to do because guys have – you know, been here all summer, been key contributors, and some of the guys, are upperclassmen as well. So, you know, they're seniors, and this is their chance to make a playoff run. So, you know, the good thing is we have such good team bond and unselfishness on our team that, you know, everybody's still got an important role no matter if you're dressing out or not. So, and our guys, they understand that. We had a really good week of practice, and we've got really good leadership on our team.
Coach, a couple of weeks ago, and Gus wants me to ask you about this, you mentioned the term explosive plays. You look like the explosive plays. I guess maybe he said, well, what does Coach mean? What's an explosive play to him? Kind of give me your definition of what you feel that is.
Well, offensively, it's going to be a run that's 15 yards or more, and then a pass that would be 20 yards or more. So we had quite a few of them against Mid-America. It was really fun to see that, and we came out really aggressive right away. You know, we just missed Gathright for down the sideline for a 70-yard touchdown. But then we came right back and got our tight ends involved. And, they really stepped up this game, I thought, a lot. You know, I think on special teams, anytime you get a big return, that's an explosive play. Or you get a blocked kick, really, that's an explosive play. And then defensively, any type of turnovers you can create, those are big deals for us. So, you know, we've been doing that all year, and it's been fun to see.
Talk about the seniors coming back. Your kicker back this week?
Yeah, we'll have Harry will be back this week. Yeah, he had a family obligation last week that we knew about, so he could not be at that game. But Nick and Golia did a nice job stepping in for him, and another one of those seniors on our roster that nobody really knows about.
See, I was going to say, Nick has been here for a long time and hasn't gotten a lot of credit, and he's a great kid.
Yeah, he's a great kid and good teammate, and he's always been ready and developing and getting better, and even though he hasn't really had an opportunity to be on the varsity, but he did a nice job for us.
Coach, let's talk a little bit about today's opponent, Southwestern. What's the scouting report?
Tough team, physical. They're going to be, senior-laden, veteran team, so it's going to be hard to knock them out. They have came back in a lot of games and won close games, found ways to do that. So, they're really good on defense and special teams, and offensively, they've got some experience. They battled some injuries this year on offense, but they've overcame that to win games. So, it's going to be a team that's been to the postseason, so they have experience of that as well. So, we're excited for the challenge. Got a lot of respect for their coaching staff. They got quite a few guys that were in the Heart of America Conference at one point in their career, so they got some guys with some good experience.
And sometimes people make what I think is a big mistake by underestimating KCAC opponents, because if you watch football, they have some really good teams, and to win that conference, you've got to be good.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, anytime you go throughout a season and you only lose one game, you're definitely a good team, no matter where you're playing or what league. We've got a lot of respect for those guys. I mean, they've got a lot of Kansas kids on the roster, and I know there's good football in this state. So, they've done a nice job, and the tape doesn't lie when you watch them. I mean, they fly around, they're physical, they make plays. So we're going to have to come out ready to go right away.
What do you want to see from your team that you will say it's going the way I like it right now?
Well, I think the big thing is going to be, defensively getting off the field with good field position, creating a few turnovers, being really solid on special teams. We talk about wanting to win, dominate special teams. Well, that's what we've been doing the last couple weeks with field position. We've been out gaining our opponent by an average of 20 yards per possession, which has been a big deal. So if we can continue that, that'll really help us. And then offensively, sustaining drives and finding ways to create explosive plays and taking care of the football.
And again, Coach, it seems like every week, no matter who you call on, you got guys that are really stepping up. I mean, I'm sure the guys on the sideline are eager to say, put me in, Coach, let me show you what I can do.
Yeah, there's no doubt. And, we've had really good consistency throughout the year from certain guys, but there has been, a guy or two that's emerged every game that maybe you didn't expect that to happen. So you never know what'll happen in playoff football. So we're really excited to get going.
And excited to have him at home here today. I mean, that is a huge thing. I think sometimes people underestimate being at home and the difference in traveling and the crowd and all that stuff.
No doubt. And then you get to sleep in your own bed the night before the game. Your routine's the same, and you're in your locker room. So there's a lot of things that are good about being at home. You know the routine, having our crowd's probably the biggest thing. The advantage we have with our crowd. So it's gonna be really, really fun. The other thing we have that everybody else in the NAI does not have is a fantastic marching band. So we look forward to them again.
Coach, we appreciate your time, man. Best of luck against Southwestern here this afternoon.
Appreciate that, Tom.
You've been listening to the Bank of Atchison Coaches Show on your home for Benedictine Raven football, Care Radio 93.7 FM. The Amberwell Health pregame continues with the Dairy Queen Grill and Chill keys to the game right after this.
The new Fall Blizzard Treat Menu is at Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill, and it's got all the fall, featuring returning favorites like pumpkin pie and new flavors like cinnamon roll setters, Reese's Take 5, Snickers Brownie, and more. This may be the fallest Fall Blizzard Treat Menu lineup of all time, and it's all blended together in delicious, world-famous DQ soft serve. Try all the flavors at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison.
As we get set for playoff football this afternoon, it's now time for your Dairy Queen Grill and Chill keys to the game, and we're going to have three of them this afternoon. For your offense, number one, score. Southwestern's a team who likes to keep their opponents under that 25-point threshold to win, so for Benedictine, score over 25 points. The other thing is, it's a little cold. Ball security is a big thing, especially in the playoffs. Make sure that you hold on to that football. And for the defense, it's eliminate the big play. Southwestern's offense likes to just run the ball, short passes underneath, lure you in, and then hit you with the big play. Don't allow Southwestern to hit the big play this afternoon. A couple weeks ago, they had a 94-yard pass that went for a touchdown. So for Benedictine this afternoon, your keys to the game on offense, score over 25 points and worry about ball security. On defense, it is eliminate the big play against the Southwestern offense. Those are your Dairy Queen Grill and Chill keys to the game. Kickoff coming up here next.
Thanks for listening to the Dairy Queen Grill and Chill Keys to the Game and the Amberwell Health Pregame Show. We will go live to Tom and Gus Counts at the stadium for play-by-play coverage and in-game analysis of Benedictine football in just a few moments.
This is KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison, powered by MSC Radio and found online at msconews.net.
Deciding between original Medicare and Medicare Advantage plans can be difficult, yet it's one of the most important decisions you'll make because it affects your health, your finances, and your peace of mind. The Health Benefits Navigator at Amberwell can help you to review your options carefully and choose the plan that is best suited to your personal needs. She can answer questions like, am I purchasing a supplement plan or a replacement plan? Are there restrictions on where I can receive health care? What will my out-of-pocket expenses be? Are rehab and short-term recovery services included in case I become ill or need surgery? What about home health? This service is free and available to all community members, whether you're a patient at Amberwell or not. Medicare open enrollment ends December 7th. To set up a free appointment, please call 913-367-2650 between 8 and 4:30 Monday through Friday, or go to amberwellhealth.org/medicare-help to complete a meeting request form.
It's time for Benedictine Raven football. Four quarters of hard-hitting, action-packed, high-flying intensity. Our coverage of Raven football is brought to you by our proud Raven sports boosters.
Welcome to Wilcox Stadium here on the beautiful campus of Benedictine College in Atchison, Kansas, where we're getting set for playoff football action in the NAIA this afternoon as the Ravens play host to Southwestern College. Hello again, everybody, with Joseph, producing and engineering in the K-Radio Sports Studio. Gus Couch to my left, Izzy to my right. She's just got to keep us in line as best she can. Biggest job she'll ever undertake. Tom Couch with you here, and you hear the crowd in the background as Benedictine, the first team coming out on the field. Now, here comes Southwestern. Gus, if you're looking at this out the window, you think, man, it's a perfect day. And it is. It's sunny. It's bright. A little cloudiness. But yikes, it is cold and windy outside.
Man, that wind really kicking up out of the northwest this afternoon. Got it at 18 miles an hour. So it takes what is a 31-degree day, and we thought was going to maybe be an okay day, has dropped it down to a feels-like temperature of 19 degrees. It is cold. The wind will be a problem today on the special teams. And with the cold weather right now, you got to worry about running backs and wide receivers being able to hold on to the football today.
Yeah. Oh, I don't think there's any question about that. It's going to be a factor. It's going to amount to something.
And you talk about a Southwestern team who's lucky to be into the playoffs. Last week, they beat KW 26-20. They were trailing late in that ball game, get a score, win that game, get that second seed out of the KCAC with Avila, and the team left home, Bethel.
You know, Benedictine hasn't played the Southwestern team in a long time, but that doesn't mean we haven't played at Southwestern. I believe somewhere around 1986, perhaps, the Benedictine Ravens traveled to Winfield and took part in the Sunflower Bowl. I played Tarleton State, Texas, at their facility, but it had nothing to do with Southwestern.
There you go.
Jamie Mueller not only ran the ball, he played on defense. He was a linebacker for a while.
Talk about this Southwestern team. They come into the ballgame under head coach Brad Griffin in his eighth season, but their offensive coordinator, Ryan Nelson, in his first game. Ryan Nelson, a familiar name. We'll kind of fill you in a little bit about Ryan Nelson, because his very second-to-last college game came on this very field. We'll talk about that here in a minute.
Team captains are getting together out in the center of the field, and again, it's a great matchup. You got to love the fact that it's geographically in reasonable proximity. These two schools, 4 hours apart, maybe not even quite that, and they're both in Kansas. They are from two similar but different conferences, but the Heart of America Athletic Conference for Benedictine and the Kansas Conference for Southwestern, and a lot of similarities, a lot of common opponents over the years. So it's going to be a fun matchup.
And for Benedictine, how about this? This will be the third Southwestern quarterback the Benedictine has faced this season. You talk about Montevideo in week one with William Penn. You talked about Mueller in week three against Peru State. And now today, they're going to get a dose of Thomas Yam along with Brad Cagle.
The flip of the coin. Gus was won by the Mound Builders, and they have elected to defer to the second half. Benedictine will accept the football, and again, strategically here today, the Ravens will be going into the wind in the first quarter. Southwestern wants the ball at their back in quarter number one. So it's going to be interesting to see how that shakes out in the course of the afternoon. Talk about the weather.
Southwestern, that might be the only thing they win today.
Maybe. We'll hope for the best. You talked about that wind. 31 degrees outside, feels like it's 18, 19 out there because the wind is just screaming out of the north-northwest at about 16, 18, sometimes gusting to over 20 miles an hour, high barometric pressure and rising. So again, beautiful sunny skies here in Kansas. Happy to have you with us for college football this afternoon on CARE Radio.
We'll try to keep you up to date with all the games going on around the country as the afternoon progresses.
Getting ready to get the game underway, and tell you what, it is the Hundley Liquor kickoff. If you want to kick off your weekend holiday or party with a stop, do that at Hundley Liquor. Hometown friendly, hometown helpful, that is Hundley Liquor. And of course, our game brought to you today by our great sponsors, including Hamada Wealth Management and L&L Construction. Benedictine with Jayshon Todd and Austin Buteau settled in back at their 5-yard line or so, and it's Gabriel Medrano, the kickoff man. And now the ball blows off the tee. That is just how breezy it is here. They're liable to have to get somebody to come out there and hold that thing a little bit. Gabriel Medrano out of El Paso, Texas. And again, the ball blows off for a second time, and Southwestern is going to run Richard Holmes in there out of New Orleans. This is not exactly New Orleans kind of weather out there. And he's going to be putting a finger on the ball and holding this thing steady. We're set to go. I hope you enjoy it. Ravens and Southwestern in the first round NAIA Football Championship Series, the kick away, end over end. The wind is going to push it all the way down to the 9-yard line. Todd will take it there, cut to the left side, coming up the numbers, goes toward the middle, gets to the 30, drug down by the ankles and leans forward to the 33-yard line. That's where Benedictine will begin his initial possession of the afternoon. First and 10, BC at their own 33. Kick coverage by Richard Holmes, the guy who is holding the football on the tee. He's the guy who got downfield and got a arm in there and was able to bring Jayshon down by the ankle. Benedictine in a new color combination here today. We'll talk about the uniforms as we get going. BC with quarterback Garrett Kittle and running back to his left side. That's going to be Dalton Witherspoon. Wraparound handoff. Witherspoon's going to take it, bounces outside of the 30. Accelerates 35, puts his head down, crosses the 40. Picks up a first down and a little bit more. Up to around the 43-yard line. It is first and 10, Benedictine. Dalton Witherspoon. He did such a great job, Gus, last week down in Olathe. Tell you what, he gets rewarded a little bit as he gets the start here in this playoff game this afternoon. Witherspoon, a freshman from Windsor, Missouri. First and 10, Benedictine, their own 43-yard line, set for the second play of the game. Running back is to the right hand of quarterback Garrett Kettle. Receivers trips left. Quarterback is back, looks right, now pulls it down, now looks left, now running, chased out of the pocket, and he'll pick up a couple of yards and run out of bounds into the southwestern sideline across the way, pursued by Josh Carter. Josh Carter is a good one. We'll be talking about him a lot this afternoon, Gus. Leading tackler on this team.
Yeah, he's a first-team all-KCAC guy. He is really the heart and soul of this southwestern defense. A big guy out of Wichita Northwest.
And the Ravens are going to go three wide to the left side. It's a little bit of a different look as you see Rayshon as a wide out to the left on a second down. Seven called BC in their own 46-yard line. Kettle takes a snap, rolls left, rolls wide side, looking downfield, throws under the money. He's got a man open across the 40-yard line and bumped out of bounds. Benedictine on a catch by Austin Buteau takes it down to the 36-yard line of Southwestern. Free safety Riley Hovard with the coverage, and BC moves the ball. That was a good pattern, well executed, and Gus, key to this, Garrett Kittle getting a little time provided by that offensive line to let that play work itself out.
Yeah, in this first drive, the offensive line doing a great job. Now we're going to see a new tight end into the ball game. They're going to bring Court Madsen in there, tuck him to the left side.
Good to see Court back and well. Now Kittle will keep it himself. He will duck into the middle and take it down to around the 31-yard line. So Kittle will pick up five. Richard Holmes, that cornerback, we've talked about him already, makes another tackle. And Gus, Garrett Kettle, he reminds me a lot, or maybe I should say the Southwestern quarterback reminds me a lot of Kettle, because both of these quarterbacks today will run and like to run the football.
Yeah, they're not scared to run the football, and these defenses are going to have to act like the quarterback, once he gets outside the pocket, is a guy who's willing to take the football and pick up a first down.
Second down, half dozen for the Ravens at the Southwestern 32-yard line. Quarterback play actions, back to throw, steps up, now chased out of the pocket, rolls out. There's going to be a holding call. A QB will stop, and now he's just going to run and step out of bounds on the near side, but this thing's coming back. So, pitchers will take a minute, get it all sorted out. We'll get that call here, I think.
Holding. Number 71, offense. 10 yards to previous spot. Replay second down.
So there you have it. Benedictine will lose some yardage. And Gus, among the things that you talked about in the pregame was the fact that Benedictine's going to have to be careful. They've had penalty issues off and on through the course of the year. They've kind of really gotten better about it. It seems like in the last month, going to have to keep from having a lot many penalties here this afternoon against a good Southwestern team. Second down, 16. Benedictine at the Builders, 42. Here's a handoff left side to the 40, 35, and backing his way forward. That was a nice run by Dalton Witherspoon. Kept his balance and just kept moving north. Takes it down to the around the 32. So he will leave his team with, I don't know if this is third and manageable, but it's third and near, pretty manageable.
Yeah, right now the offense being able to move the ball pretty effectively against this Mountain Builder defense. And really this drive right here was set up off the kickoff. But this play, they got set behind on first down with the holding penalty, so now you're looking at a third and 6 foot, I think, is probably four down territory.
What you're also looking at is almost like a double wing offense out there for Benedictine on this third down call. Garrett Kettle, long hard count, back to throw. Back comes out of the backfield, open. He's going instead for the end zone. He's got a man down there, battered away. That was a tremendous defensive play at the last instant. At the back of the end zone, the pass is going to be knocked away, and it is going to be incomplete. Free safety, Riley Havard with the plays. He reaches out and got a hand on it. And so for Benedictine, Gus, a question, and field goals into this brisk wind today, probably going to be a hard call.
Yeah, you're probably not going to do that. You're probably not going to kick it. I guess you could quick kick it here, as Garrett Kettle does have three punts already this season. That would be a toss-up, but again, you're looking at fourth and 6. You've moved the ball pretty effectively on this drive.
Ravens leading receiver on the season, Jacob Gathright, will go wide to the right side. Now he'll come in motion to the left, the short side on this fourth down call. QB's back, the blitz is on. Garrett running, now rolling, thinking about throwing, and he's got a man wide open, and it was broken up. Guys, I'm not so sure the up guy touched it, and it was intended for the guy going down the sideline to the right, which,
yeah, they were looking
for the wide open receiver.
Maybe Damon Deep, but Tanner Zimmerman running the underneath route is the one who I think might have got a hand on it and tipped it away. Anyway, it's an incomplete, and for the Ravens, a turnover on downs.
So far, Southwestern, their defense bends and gives up some yardage, but gives up no points, and we will see the Mound Builder offense coming out of the field for the first time this afternoon, and with that, they are going to be led by senior quarterback Brad Cagle out of San Diego, California. These two teams both have a lot of California flavor, a lot of San Diego area guys, and Cagle is one of them for Southwestern. First and 10 Builders at their own 32. Straight ahead run on the first play of the game. No surprise there as Martez Jones will hit the middle, and Joe Glazer will be there, stopping him after the gain of about a yard.
Yeah, short gain right there in the middle, and the Ravens doing a nice job plugging it up. Right now they've got Tim Glazer and Joe Glazer in the middle. Your defensive ends for, at the moment, Heath Baker and Tyler Wilson.
Second down, look at them, a generous spot. We'll call it second down and 8. We're at 11 minutes to go in this opening quarter, a scoreless game in Atchison, Kansas. College football in the NAIA first round of the football championship series. On the road today, Southwestern here at Benedictine, their first possession of the day. Motion will go to the left side. That's going to be Keyshawn Jones. Quarterback will wrap around. It's a play similar to first down. And Gus, it's going to have a similar result again. Maybe a yard into the middle up to the 35.
Yeah, Zach Gill, the first guy getting back there. Also Joe Glazer. And a little surprised that they're running the way they are, because that time they ran behind what would have been your first team all-conference right guard, Aaron Garcia. Garcia went down at the end of the last game with about 5 minutes left in the fourth quarter with a lower leg injury. He's not going to play today. So now they're running behind the 6'1" or sophomore out of Arc City, Max Shannon.
Third down, 7. Southwestern in. Quarterback Brad Cagle. Last week he was 13 of 26 passes at the ball, 193 yards, one touchdown, one interception. It's a passing opportunity here, and instead he's going to hand it off and a tackle for a loss. Heath Baker got in the backfield. Heath wraps him up. It'll be a 5-yard loss, and quarterback Brad Cagle just walks off the field. He knows they're going to be punting it away. That is his 9.5 tackle for a loss this season.
Yeah, so a big stand right there for the Raven defense, and for Southwestern, I just feel like that's kind of the offense that they're going to run. They're just going to keep pushing, and then hope a little later in the game that you play up in the box and then that they get a big play.
Gabriel Medrano, the punter, was having a long conversation with the official in the backfield with him. Now he's going to settle in at his own 15-yard line to punt it away to Benedictine. Ravens are going to have the return man there. He has not had one block this year, and he will get that one away. The wind, you would think, would have pushed it farther. It did not, but it takes a big Southwestern bounce, rolling inside the 30 and down to the 26-yard line. So for Benedictine, their second possession of the afternoon will begin first and 10 of their own 26-yard line. We're at 9:11 to go in the opening quarter, scoreless here in Atchison this afternoon. Garrett Kettle comes out, gets in that first possession. He was 1 of 3 passing a football for 18 yards. And we'll see what they do with the alignment in the backfield. We are going to continue to see Dalton Witherspoon as the running back here this afternoon in the opening quarter. Now the official is going to stop play for a minute. Maybe reset that play clock a little bit. No, it's still rolling along.
Yeah, so he is going to reset that thing to 25 and then ready it for play. You talked about Dalton Witherspoon on the first possession. He did carry the ball twice, has 21 yards already here in the first quarter. Garrett Kettle, 2 rushes for 7 yards on that first drive.
Receivers, 2 to the left and 1 to the right. The tight end was shipped over to the right side. The handoff is going to go to Witherspoon. Much as the way they began the initial series, he's going to angle to the far sideline, this time picking up about 3 yards up to around the 30-yard line. Second down, 7 for Benedictine. That's going to be Tavion Williamson over there. Sophomore out of Fayetteville, Arkansas. Gus, he's not only just good, he is second-team All-KCAC good. He's a fine athlete.
Yeah, he's a guy who has 2 interceptions already this season. And really, for the Ravens, they've got to watch out throwing the ball over the middle. A couple ball hawks for Southwestern in there.
From their own 30-yard line, Ravens look at a second down, 7. Kettle looks right, throws right, and has his man. Did he catch it in the field of play? He did. That is a nice catch by Reed Levi. Reed has not had a ton of catches this season, Gus, but he has had huge, impactful catches. And last week, 2 for 45 and a touchdown. He's pushed out of bounds by Tavion Williamson, but the Ravens are going to advance the sticks across the 45 to their own 46-yard line first down. Reed Levi, a 16-yard reception. BC moving the ball again on their second possession. Motion will come to the left side, and they're going to hand off to the right, bouncing outside to the 50, breaking a tackle to the 45, 40-foot race down the right side and bumped out of bounds inside the 40-yard line by, again, Riley Havrid. Because those safeties for Southwestern are making probably way too many tackles for Coach Griffin right now.
Yeah, and if you look at defensive coordinator Trevor Strong, yeah, he likes his guys to make the tackles, but he would prefer his second wave of defense makes the tackle, those linebackers, not the third level. As we're seeing the safeties make a lot. That one, another nice run by Dalton Witherspoon using the stiff arm out there.
Tanner Zimmerman checks into the game for the Ravens. Tight end on the right side, first down 10. Kettle rolls left. Stops, sets up, throwing deep, down over the middle, and it's going to be coming back and caught by Benedict and then dropped. Thought he was going to come back with two defenders kind of over the top of the pass, a little bit short, but it's going to go incomplete. Second down 10, Benedict and still at the 40-yard line of Southwestern. Williamson, Havrid, Holmes, all those guys back deep, but because if you see Jacob Gathright, are you not going to throw some defense at him?
Yeah, and Jacob Gathright was almost able to pull that thing in triple coverage. Now the Ravens make a late substitution. They're going to bring Witherspoon back in and replace Rayshon Mills for this second and 10.
We are halfway through the opening quarter, still scoreless here in Atchison, Kansas. Benedictine with its second possession, moving the football. Second and 10 at the 40-yard line of Southwestern. Going to be a little sweep to the left side. That's going to go nowhere in a hurry as Jayshon is going to be hit. Now he bounces, reverses field, gets to the 40, and Jayshon, who it looked like was going to be tackled for the loss of 4 or 5, picks up 4 or 5.
Well, that thing almost looked like a power because the running back came out of the backfield and was trying to kick the linebacker out. The problem was Jayshon was trying to run around that block, and for Witherspoon, that was a tough play. Jayshon said stop, and then reverse field, picks up, what, about 4 on the play? They're going to call it now a 3rd and 6 for the Raven offense.
Gathright's going to go wide to the right side. You've got Damon Wigan in the game for Benedictine. With Damon in the backfield, he's a great pass blocker. Standing right now to the left of quarterback Garrett Kittle. Third down, half a dozen for BC. Motion will go left. QB's going to be back to throw. Looks over the middle. He's got his man. He's going to be caught at the 30. And pulling forward to pick up the first down for Benedictine, Harry O'Neill.
Yeah, that time Harry O'Neill working against that linebacker, Josh Carter. Caught the ball right at the yardage necessary and then pulls him forward, make sure to get it. It'll be 1st and 10 for the Ravens inside the 30. They're going to mark this thing down at the 29.
Harry, one of a handful of Rockhurst High School guys on this Raven roster. 1st and 10 BC, now at the 29. 6.5 to go. Opening quarter moving quickly. Look over to the near side by Garrett Kettle. Back to throw again. First down with some time. Steps to the right. Now he's going to run to the 30, 25, and steps out of bounds just about a yard short of the first down. And again, Garrett Kettle doing a great job. Looking downfield, don't make the silly pass. See that you've got some room, and he's a very capable runner and picks up the majority of those yards. Garrett's already run for over 400 yards this season and is also total yardage because Garrett is, what, over 3,100 now?
Yeah, and talk about these safeties right now for Southwestern. On the snap, they're dropping back. They just don't want the Ravens to beat them deep.
Second down 3. Benedictine at the 22-yard line. Still scoreless here. 5:45 and rolling. Kettle is back. Looking over the middle. Now throws left. And it is going to be caught, dropped, in and out of the hands of LeBron Jackson around the 15-yard line. And again, the strong safety, Trayvon Crockett, guy out of Dallas, Texas, with the coverage. 3rd down 3, Benedictine. Because we were talking about Garrett Kittle, we have not maybe, I don't know, giving him enough props because he was Offensive Player of the Year and MVP in the conference since announcements coming out yesterday. Garrett, 3 times Player of the Week in the Heart of America Athletic Conference this season. 3rd down 3. Ravens at the 22-yard line deep in Southwestern territory. And the handoff is going to go to the running back, and there's going to be tough going Witherspoon. Got hit behind the line of scrimmage, pushes forward, may have gotten a yard or two, but does not get the first down. And So will Benedictine go for it on fourth again here, of course?
Yeah, I mean, I like the enthusiasm of Harry Balke. He runs over to Joel Osborne and stands right next to him, and Joel says, you can go park it on the back until we score this touchdown. It'll be a fourth and two for the Raven offense. They're going to bring into the ballgame Harry O'Neill. They're going to replace Reed Levi. They're also going to bring, Buteau back in and take out Tanner Zimmerman. Rayshon Mills is going to be your back for this third, fourth down call.
Fourth down for Benedictine. Fourth down. It's a long two. Rayshon is going to be now off to the left side. And we have penalty markers set. The Ravens shifting.
False start. Number 78. Offense. 5-yard penalty. Remains fourth down.
So for Benedictine, that fourth down three. Gus, we have to go back to the drawing board a little bit, scratch something out in the dirt different than we were.
I think it probably changes the play call just a bit.
4:44 to go in the opening quarter, scoreless still.
They're going to keep the same personnel. They're going to have Witherspoon as your back to the right of quarterback Garrett Kettle.
Gatherite's all alone over here with a single man over the top on the near side, very wide to the left side on his fourth down eight call. Garrett is back to throw, looking left. Doyne has got his man over the middle, caught at the 25-yard line. Little stutter step at the 20, and leaning forward, picking up a first down, Jayshon Todd. Benedictine will advance the sticks, and Jayshon did a nice job. He knew what he had to get. Once he got that, then he was just able to lunge forward, picking up anything extra.
Yeah, he stutter steps for a second, and then I think he realizes that, it's fourth down, just push it north, and he does. Picks up the first down, and you know how much I love this. Ravens can still pick up a first down at the 6-yard line. It'll be first and 10.
BC still has the freshman out of Windsor, Missouri, Dalton Witherspoon in the backfield. He's right to the left hand of Garrett Kettle. Trips to the right side. Nobody wide to the left. The short side. Handoff is going to go to Witherspoon. He will accelerate, trying to get to the edge. Turns it into the 15. Gets down to the 10 and pulled down inside the 10-yard line. Close to the 8. And he's going to be a couple of yards short of the first down. Again, the strong safety, Gus, has to come over, make that tackle. And the Raven offensive line is doing a nice job of securing the edges right now.
Well, and Southwestern has a good three-man front with Taylor Moorhead, their nose tackle, Shane Rodriguez, the defensive end who has 4.5 sacks on the season, and Jacarius Smith. But we have not called those three guys yet today. The Ravens are doing a great job of, getting good push on the initial snap.
Court Madison coming back in, the Washburn Rural sophomore. You've got Colin Payne in the game, a freshman for BC. Ravens second down two at the 8-yard line. Running back is going to be, is that Rayshon? Quarterback has it. He's going to keep it himself. Garrett is going in. Touchdown, Ravens. They faked everyone to the left. All the motion to the wide side. Garrett steps back, runs to the right, and goes into the end zone with 3:13 to go in the opening quarter. Benedictine breaks out on top, 6-0.
Yeah, an 8-yard touchdown run right there by Garrett Kettle. And can I tell you, Dalton Witherspoon running the ball as effectively as he is, when you fake it to Dalton, the defense has to go with him, and that allows the backside to open up in an easy walk-in touchdown for Kettle.
Harry Balke back this week. We talked about him in the pregame. His PAT is airborne and true, and we're taking a timeout. Timeout with 3:13 to go. We're in the opening quarter in Atchison, Kansas. Benedictine 7, Southwestern 0.
Why not start the new season with a visit to an old friend, Mueller's Locker Room, locally owned and operated. Mueller's is Atchison's original sports bar and grill, and has been the hot spot for good times since 1988. With a wide selection of great foods, plus great beer, wine, and spirits, you'll always win at Mueller's. In the dugout or on the deck, let Mueller's be your locker room. Mueller's Locker Room, at 120 South 2nd in Atchison. Your sports bar for all seasons.
Farming, it's more than just a job. Farmers dedicate their lives every day to the land and the community that surrounds it. Exchange Bank recognizes and appreciates their hard work. We are dedicated to helping with your agricultural needs. We can assist you with loans to keep your farm operating and for expansion. Our team at Exchange Bank is here for the long haul. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
To kick it away, and his kickoff brought to you by Hundley Liquor. Kick off your weekend or holiday party with a stop at Hundley Liquor. Hometown friendly, hometown helpful. That's Hundley Liquor. Ravens will be kicking into the wind for the first time. It is high. That wind is going to knock it down. It'll be brought down at the 21-yard line. Around to the left side, it's going to go across the 30, and down to the 32 goes Jordan Jackson, a wide receiver. And guys, the wind is impactful. We talked about it in the pregame, and it's going to be like that, I think, throughout the course of the game. It is still, you know, 20 miles an hour out there, just right down in Broadway.
Yeah, but this has worked out for the Ravens, kicking into the wind this season. How many times have we seen them be able to hang one up and get that fast special teams unit down there to possibly cover one up? It'll be first and 10 for Southwestern. They went three and out in their very first possession of the day.
Here we go. First and 10. Southwestern, their offense has struggled early. Quarterback is back with a little time. Sets up, the ball is loose. It's on the ground, and a big lineman is going to cover it up for the Mound Builders. Wow. You got Arnold Portillo coming up with the ball, and he was...
Moving on the field, a fumble recovered by Southwestern. Second down.
They were lucky that Arnold was right there, guys, because that thing was floating around.
Heath Baker with the pressure again on the quarterback that time, able to hit him. And that has been a problem for Southwestern. If you watch the Kansas Wesleyan game last week, they had three of those where the quarterback got hit, because he's a guy who keeps the ball up at his ear the entire time, does not protect it until he crosses the line of scrimmage.
Quarterback up a second down, and with that loss, second down, let's call it 13. They're throwing 29 more penalty markers and another offensive penalty.
Snap in fraction, number 55, offense. 5-yard penalty, remains second down.
All right, guys, what's a snap infraction?
I was just going to talk about snap infraction. I feel like that's something we're starting to see called more in the last, like, year. And it's that thing where the center reaches down and readjusts the football and tries to get somebody offside. I don't know. I just feel like it's something we've seen called last year and this year. But prior to that, you never heard of a snap
infraction. Over the years,
Over
the years, they pick it up, they rotate it, get the laces where they wanted it to be, and nobody seemed to care.
Looked like they were shifting an 18-wheeler.
Here we go. Second down, 18 and more markers on the field. And this is going to be another offensive penalty.
False start, number 32, offense. 5-yard penalty, remains second down.
So back-to-back-to-back issues.
Well, and do you think some of it right now is the way that the Raven defensive line is getting into the backfield, causing problems, that these offensive linemen are getting a little jumpy? And this coming from a Southwestern team who last week only had three penalties against Kansas Wesleyan for 25 yards.
But they also had three fumbles against KW last week. And again, they've had one already here this afternoon. 7-0 Benedictine in the last 2 minutes of the opening quarter here in Atchison, Kansas. It is second down and, my goodness, 20 plus. Quarterback is back. Throws one over the middle. He's got his man. It's picked off and then dropped at the 30-yard line. There was some great coverage over the middle. The ball bounces out of the hands of the intended receiver, Thomas Yaman. Javi Bloomquist was right there. I thought he was going to get the haul out of it.
Yeah, Bloomquist is a guy who had an interception last week in Olathe. He's got 39 tackles in the season. Just couldn't quite hold that one. And now it's going to be a 3rd and 9 for Southwestern.
Receivers wide to the left side and slot to the left. Trips to the near side. So you got five guys in the pattern for quarterback Brad Cagle. He's back, goes up the middle, it's going to be caught at the 25, changes direction, going to be hit at the 30, and stopped at the 34-yard line, 35-yard line, but he's still going to be 5 or 6 yards short of the first down.
Javi Bloomquist, along with Gavin Spangler, make the hit on the play, and it will bring up a 4th down, and it'll be another punt for Gabriel Medrano. And back deep for the Ravens, it's going to be Jay Sean Todd as a punt returner. 5.5 yards of return on average.
Again, the wind is behind Medrano, who stands in at his own 22-yard line. Javon is back at his 25. Snap is terrible. It's rolling around on the ground, but the punter is able to get it away. It's off the side of his foot. It is poor. Ravens are just going to get away from this. Takes a Benedictine bounce. BC is going to have this ball at their own 49-yard line.
So snaps have been a problem for Southwestern this season on field goals. They haven't been such a problem on punts. That time it proved to be an issue, and the Ravens with the ball out near midfield.
So Benedictine will begin its 3rd possession of the afternoon with outstanding field position, leading in the ball game 7-0. We're in the last minute, opening quarter. Ravens at their own 49-yard line. Going into the wind, you might not be in a big rush right here because you can finish this possession with the wind behind you if you want to do that. Quarterback Garrett Kittle is just going to play action, throw into the right flat, wide open at the 45, right side 40, and dancing out of bounds, picking up a first down on about a 17-yard carry. It's going to be Austin Buteau, Trayvon Crockett, because those safeties for Southwestern are going to be exhausted by halftime.
Is there a penalty? Yeah, there is, over here on the 50-yard line.
Okay. Here also manned off field, number 69 of the offense. 5-yard penalty. Remains first down.
Well, there's a tough break for BC right there. Is that nice catch and carry is going to come back. It'll bring up for the Ravens a first and 15. Had a lineman a little bit too far downfield, apparently, and so they'll step back up over it again.
Those interior linemen like to fly down the field, right?
Hey, they got those good
Show
feet.
Show off the wheels.
They got the good feet. First down long. Here's your wraparound handoff and bouncing over to the left side. Pretty short yardage there for Witherspoon, and he's going to pick up yardage to the 45 or something like that. As the quarter will come to an end, we're going to take a timeout. First quarter in the books here in Atchison, Kansas. The score, Benedictine 7, Southwestern nothing.
Taco John's has a new value menu. Their value-est menu brings in premium ingredients like bacon and guac without the premium price. With options starting at just $1, you won't find value like that anywhere else. Chicken bacon ranch loaded potato olays, just $3. Chicken bacon guac street tacos, just $2. Chicken snack quesadillas, just $1. Find these deals and more and an open lobby at Taco John's in Atchison. Taco John's, bigger, bolder, better.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. They carry a line of diesel engine parts including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax and Powerstroke engines. Now open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 6 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Welcome back to Wilcox Stadium here on the Benedictine College campus in Atchison, Kansas. Ravens go into the second quarter leading 7-0, and they're second down and about 14. Back to throw is Garrett Kittle, rolls right, the defender's chasing him. Kittle flushed out of the pocket, will roll 40 up to 45 and pushed out of bounds. He's going to end up running a long way, but will pick up about 3 yards and comes out of bounds at the 47. It is 3rd and 11, Benedictine. Because we were talking about the uniforms, we've not seen the Ravens with this look. Red jerseys today. White pants, black helmets, and white lettering and trim. So red over white. For Southwestern, it is the white uniforms, jerseys and pants, black helmets with the number on the right side and the jinx on the left side of the helmet. 3rd and 11, Ravens. Motion out to the right side will come Benedictine. Colin Payne will be the single man to the near side. Tight end is also on the right, trips to the left. With the wind at their back for the first time this afternoon, Kettle is back, throws for Payne. He makes the catch. Did he get the feet down? He did, and he's going to be 3 yards short of the first down. Because it's my old nemesis, the 8-yard pattern on the 3rd and 11 call.
Yeah, how many times do we talk about that throughout the season? Now the Ravens are going to quickly race back up over the football. On a 4th and 4, they're going to leave the offense out. Damon Wygand in.
Ravens with a lot of faith in this offense and the defense. On a 4th down, they're going to see if they can draw him off first. 4th down and 4.
He's going to punt it.
They can't, and he will. This is his 4th punt of the season. It'll bounce at the 15. It go out of bounds around the 10-yard line. How about that? Garrett Kittle punting the football for the 4th time this year. It's going to be out of play at the 12.
I'm more impressed that you knew that. I think that's maybe what I'm impressed about. As Garrett Kittle, 4 punts on the year for the 3-time Conference Player of the Week and the South Division Player of the Year for offense.
So the Raven defense, which frankly has been absolutely outstanding, so far today, Benedict has given up negative 4 yards rushing, and they have just been fantastic today. 14 yards in the opening quarter for Southwestern. Total yardage. And here come the Builders. First and 10 at their own 12-yard line. Motion right. Quarterback is going to hand off a little draw play to the running back. He's got some room. 15 to the 20. Spinning, twisting, has a first down. Best play of the day by far for Southwestern. Picks up 11 up to their own 24.
Lamont Schomburger in on the stop along with Joe Burke. That'll be a first and 10 for Southwestern, and that's going to be their first down of the day.
I'll tell you what, playing Southwestern, it's the third time the Ravens Gus have had a KCAC team in the first round, and I've had nightmares ever since about the first two. Ravens looking to change those fortunes here this afternoon, leading 7-0. Again, here's a handoff and a straight-ahead run, and a gain of about four, and that was just strictly A-gap right side.
Yeah, that time they just ran off the left, and that time it was Joe Burke making the stop on the play. Now they're going to make an interesting substitution.
Yeah.
You're going to see Tim Glazer along with Isaac Anderson in for this second down call.
Second down six for Southwestern. 12:45 to play.
A lot of mix and match going on there with your front line.
It's remarkable and wonderful when you've got guys that you can do that with.
Carolyn Grandview, scoreless going to the second quarter.
Quarterback is back over the middle. He's got a man, and it's nearly picked again in and out of the hands of Gavin Spangler. Now, Gavin's not a guy who typically intercepts the ball. He got both hands on it, but with only one pick on the season, was not able to haul it in, but breaks up the pass.
Yeah, and he probably would have been better had he tipped it into the air, because racing up on the backside was Blue Kaplinger. Blue is one of those guys looking for his first interception on the year. Benedictine has 20 interceptions, 13 fumble recoveries on the season, so 33 takeaways for Caleb Cook's unit. Hey, also hats off to Caleb Cook, as your defensive coordinator was also the assistant coach of the year in the South Division.
L&L Construction for all your spring projects, from remodels to new construction. Give them a call, L&L Construction. You know them, the guys in the red trucks. Third down six. Quarterback being chased, out of the pocket, running, looking for saving his life. He's going to get to the near side and will be tackled, picking up a yard. Wow.
That time Blue Kaplinger was able to chase him down, but Tim Glazer got in the backfield. Isaac Anderson was there. Neither one of them could make the sack, but forced the quarterback up and a punt. We're looking for our first sack of the day right there.
Yeah, I was getting ready for it. It didn't happen. So there you go, and once again, Southwestern will be punting the ball, this time into the wind, and we'll see just how far back that Javon is going to go waiting for this. Again, a terrible punt, or terrible snap. The punt is away. The wind will knock it down. It'll bounce at the 40. Again, takes the Raven bounce to the 42-yard line. Benedictine will begin with great field position, first and 10 at their own 42. This entire first half, and there's a long way to go yet, 11:50 to go in the half, it's pretty much all been played on the Southwestern side of the field, and really 95% of it beyond the Benedictine 40.
I was just going to say the Benedictine 40 on is where this game has been played, and for Southwestern, that's just tough. You're asking for your defense to do a lot against one of the better offenses in the country. Now, their defense has held Benedictine to only 7 points so far in this first quarter, little plus. So it'll be a first and 10 for the Ravens.
Quarterback is back. It's going to be a lateral. Witherspoon is hit and tackled for a loss deep in the backfield. That play developed slowly, slowly. Shooting through was linebacker Will Hilton, and out of Tahlequah. That play never really had a chance.
Yeah, that thing was a little swing pass. And can I tell you for a second, I thought it might be a double pass the way it was behind the line of scrimmage.
I did too.
It had the makings that something else was going on. Damon Wiggin will check in for now for this 2nd and 17 call. The Ravens need to pick up some yardage. Should be looking at a 3rd and manageable.
Witherspoon stays in the backfield. Now the receiver Wiggin comes wide to the right side. Usually stays in the backfield. Quarterback will keep it himself on a direct snap to Jayshon. He's at the 40. Dances up to the 41-yard line as Benedictine goes to the Wildcat, and it's good for short yardage.
Yeah, Jayshon Todd with 139 rushing yards this season. That time was looking for something, maybe a gain of 6 on the play. Let's call it 6. It'll bring up 3rd and 11. Ravens taking a lot of time looking over here to the near sideline trying to figure out what they want to do on this 3rd down call. They're going to bring Reed Levi in. They're going to tuck him to the right. They're going to bring Harry O'Neill in, flex him off to the left side. He'll be out there with Jayshon and Jacob Gathright.
Buteau's in the backfield to the right side of quarterback Garrett Kittle. Will they stay there? No. Now they'll shift him out. 3rd and 11. Ravens with the wind at their back. 10.5 to go in the half. Long, hard count for Garrett Kittle. Defense does not bite. Snap is back. And now here comes the pressure. Linebacker's coming up on the blitz. He's going to break away at the 40. At the 45, we'll get close to the first down mark. And Gus, here's a tough question. You are going to be, Benedictine is going to be, fourth and one at the 49.
You're going for this, right? You're at the 49. You've got Southwestern's defense on its heels. You know what else you have? You got a defense that's just playing lights out right now. And you're going to look at your defensive coordinator, Caleb Cook, and say, hey, this doesn't work. Bail me out here, but I think we're going to be fine. They're going to bring in the big back, Dalton Witherspoon, for this fourth and one.
And here comes Benedictine. This is when the big boys just go line up. Here we go. I want it, and I'm going to take it. Fourth down and one, Ravens at the 49. Quarterback is rolling. He's going to try to throw deep downfield. That's not going to be close. And then it's caught. Coming back to make the catch, Jacob Gathright. What a play, Gathright and Benedictine. Do you need a yard? Oh, let's just get 32.
That play was set up by a great block by Dalton Witherspoon, your running back. He flexed out into the flat and then came back and didn't get a good crackback block, but just a good seal block on the edge, allowed Kettle to throw it down the field. And what a job by Jacob Gathright to come back, fight through the receiver. I'm telling you, there are not a lot of receivers in this conference that are going to make that play. Big one right there for Jacob.
Not a lot of coaches, when you're fourth down at the 50, are going to call a deep downfield pass either. First and 10, Ravens. At the 17-yard line, Benedictine moving the football with 9:20 to go in the half. QB play action. Over the middle, he's got a man wide open. Touchdown, Ravens! It's the freshman, Tanner Zimmerman out of Olathe West High School. His second touchdown of the season. And Benedictine doubles its lead on Southwestern, now 13-0.
A 16-yard touchdown strike from Kettle to Tanner Zimmerman. Tanner is a guy who, as the season has gone, has really come on. Three catches, 43 yards last week back in Olathe. A big one right there.
Balky in. Second PAT effort of the afternoon. This one with the wind behind him. Garrett places it. The kick is airborne and counted. We're taking a timeout with 9 minutes to go in the half. Ravens 14, Southwestern nothing.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Hundley Liquor is your hometown liquor store with everything you can imagine. Whether you're in the mood to finish a great day by kicking back and drinking a domestic or imported beer, or maybe even a fine wine to pair with your dinner tonight, whatever your need, look no further. Hundley Liquor at 119 South 9th Street has got it. Beer, wine, spirits. Hundley Liquor, hometown friendly, hometown helpful in Atchison.
With a stop at Hundley Liquor, hometown friendly and hometown helpful. That's Hundley Liquor as the Ravens, Gus, get set to kick it away for the third time this afternoon, now leading at 14-0.
Yeah, we got two teams that might have already punched their tickets to round two.
Already?
Yeah, the G-Pack is just throwing it on. Northwest up on Dickinson State 28-0 to start the second quarter, and Morningside leading Arizona Christian 21-0 at the start of the second quarter.
Maybe the most competitive game so far is the one going on in downtown Des Moines, huh?
Yeah. And the other one is, how about Avalo holding on in Indianapolis? That's a 7-0 game.
Ravens are getting set to kick it away, and they will have to hold the football. And there's your boot in over end. And again, not terribly deep. It'll be fielded at the 3-yard line. Cutting back to the middle of the field, crossing at the 10. Going backward to the 8, up the field it comes in, knocked out of bounds at the 15-yard line. That was tremendous pursuit by BC down the field, and the return man, Keyshawn Jones, he gets about 10 or 11 as Josh Morris was the first guy.
So Josh Morris holds the kickoff, right? And he's walking down the field. He gets to about the 45, realizes the guy was going to cut it back across the field. He kicked it on. I've never seen somebody run that fast. And he's, what, a big track guy, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, but he turned it on, just found a point that he was going to, and was able to take the returner out at the 16-yard line. And if you're the Southwest coaching staff, don't you say, hey, let that thing go into the end zone. We need to get the ball out to the 25 today.
I'm trying to figure out who's quarterback in his team now wearing number 8. Whoever it is taking a snap and play actions, throws over into the right flat where it's going to be caught and then dropped.
Luke Barnes. All right.
Yeah. I don't know much about Luke, but we'll see what we can figure out about him. Luke is a senior quarterback out of Fort Walton Beach, Florida. Went to Fort Walton Beach High School. He is about 6'2", 210-pound senior.
I just got him right here.
Oh, okay.
I don't know.
Luke Barnes. Most of them go over to the right side. That's going to be Hoffman. QB's back. Steps up in a pocket. Will get a little yardage and then slides across the 20-yard line to the 21. They want a penalty for a hit on the defenseless quarterback, but that did not happen.
Well, that time it's your left tackle, Grayson Snyder. He's more worried about calling for a flag today than he is about blocking, I think, because that time the quarterback had no option other than to tuck it, pick up some yardage. They're going to give him about 3 on the play. Let's call it 4. So let's call it 3rd and 6 right now for Southwestern.
You know, I'm waiting for Benedictine to get him up with a sack today because the Ravens enter the playoffs with the second most sacks in the FCS field this season. 35 and number 6 in the nation with sacks. Quarterback is back.
They had 6 last week.
Passed over the middle as Connan hit by Spangler, or rather hit by Lamont Schomburger, knocks the ball free. It's incomplete.
And so this is the 4th possession for Southwestern today. 3 and outs on the afternoon.
So Benedictine will put once again Jay Sean back in this time. Because kicking into the wind, Jay Sean's going to stay to the 50. We talked a little bit ago about the great field position that Benedictine is beginning the series with. This is going to be even better. Standing at his own 50-yard line, punter Gabriel Medrano at his own 5-yard line for Southwestern. A snap is at the ankles. The kick nearly blocked.
Uh-oh.
May have been touched. It's off the side of his foot. It lands at the 25. Takes a Raven bounce to the 22-yard line. What a job by Benedictine. Gus, it looks to me like that was Javi back there.
Bloomquist has been a guy all season getting back there, causing problems. And, yeah, the defensive staff really thrilled with the way he's playing now. Benedictine, excellent starting field position at the 22-yard line. That'll be 1st and 10.
So the punt was a disaster for Southwestern, and the Benedictine offense looking to take advantage, leading already by a couple of scores with 7:50 to go in the opening half. Ravens have the football 1st and 10 at the 22-yard line of Southwestern. Receivers to the right side, a little trio of receivers set up to the left, the short side. Wraparound handoff, and here goes Witherspoon. He'll cut left to the 20, down to the 15, drives the wave to the 10-yard line. Dalton Witherspoon, what a job by the freshman. Cornerback Richard Holmes comes over to make the stop. They will have marked him down at the 11-yard line of 1st and 10 BC.
Yeah, and the problem is for Southwestern, we've chronicled it all afternoon, it's not your linebackers and your defensive line making the tackles. It's your cornerbacks and your safeties, and right now, Benedictine able to just run right downhill at Southwestern. This is not what defensive coordinator Trevor Strong had in mind. He's going to have to make a lot of changes at the break.
Buteau's got single coverage, and you see Levi shifting over to the right. This is his kind of territory here, but he'll stay into block, and the handoff will go to the running back, turns the edge, gets to the 10, slows down, looking for a block, and does not get it, but Dalton Witherspoon will advance the ball down to the 7-yard line. He'll pick up about 5 more. Cameron Cornelius has come into play some linebacker now for Southwestern. 7 minutes to go in the first half. Benedictine leading it here 14-0 in the first round of the NAIA Football Championship Series. BC is going to go very wide to the left side. That's LeBron Jackson. LeBron is, his participation has come more and more as the season has gone on. Got a bright future here. QB is back. Throws it over to Witherspoon in the left flat. Looks for the block. Gets it. He's at the 5. Witherspoon at the 3. At the 2. Dives on a pylon. Did he get in? No. He's out of bounds at the 2-yard line.
And Witherspoon reaches the ball out. He thought he knocked over the pylon. The official right there on it says his foot went out before the ball crossed the plane. It'll be 3rd and goal for the Ravens at the 1.
and a long conversation over there between Richard Holmes for Southwestern and the official. Whatever was happening, I think as he was being blocked, Holmes thought that he was being held onto.
LeBron and Perrott will check out. You're going to bring in Court Madsen and Tanner Zimmerman.
So for Benedictine, they bring in big, big guys. Madsen, 6'4", 2 1/4". Zimmerman, 6'5", 205". Third down at the 2, the pitch to the tailback. That's a touchdown, Ravens. As sweeping to the right side, Dalton Witherspoon pushes the Benedictine lead to 20-0 over Southwestern.
That time they ran option right. The defensive end came up, a perfect pitch by Kettle, and allowed Dalton Witherspoon to angle for the pylon, get in, and the Ravens now push their lead up 20 with 6 minutes left here in the first quarter.
Here's Balke looking for his third PAT here in the half. Garrett waits for the snap. It's down and up and through, and we're taking another break. 6:04 to go in the opening half. Benedictine 21, Southwestern nothing.
Someone once gave this sage advice on investing: know what you own and why you own it. At Cottle Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to understand what you own and why you own it. Whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with, give us a call at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC.
Skyway Banks at 711 Commercial Street in downtown Atchison is always introducing new products with you in mind. Check out the selection of slim and foldable batteries, Delta gummies, carts, and dispos. If it's e-juice you want, Skyway Vapes has it, along with all of your vaping accessories. It's the vaping experience you want. Friendly, knowledgeable service with a range of products that can't be beat. Skyway Vapes, 711 Commercial in downtown Atchison. Open 10 to 9 Monday through Saturday, Sunday noon to 7.
With us here, Wilcox Stadium, as this kickoff brought to you by Hundley Liquor. They're hometown friendly and hometown helpful. That's Hundley Liquor. They're Benedictine Ravens set to boot it away. Gus, this will be, what's their fourth kickoff of the day? Is this one is end over end and deep and lands at the goal line. One hops out in the back, and return man Matt Holthusen just watches a carom away from him.
And Matt's a guy who probably wants to make a big play, but that time decides better of it, lets it kick out of the end zone. Ravens will put their defense out, and this thing has been just locked down this afternoon.
No question about it. And, because my question for you is, with Southwestern coming out over the football, trailing by 3 touchdowns, still 6 minutes to go in the half, at what point does the frustration, does the anxiety, does the level of concern on that Southwestern sideline start to inflate a little bit?
Right about now. I think, and we saw it in that last possession where you change quarterbacks, you're just looking and grasping at straws at this point.
Well, back into the game, it's going to come Luke Barnes to run this ball club. He'll hand off straight ahead and a gain of about 4 or 5 into the right side of the line. Let's see, they're going to mark it down at the 29-yard line. So it's going to be a 4-yard pickup, just a little straight ahead run. And it'll bring up a second down, half dozen for Southwestern. Mountain Builders, champions of the Kansas Conference, coming into the ball game today, what, 10-1, right? So they are a good team. Single man in the backfield. Quarterback is under center, I think, for the first time today. We'll hand off to his little tailback, and the ball's on the ground. Ravens diving for it. Benedictine thinks they have come up with it. The official runs up over the ball and says third down. Ravens are so sure that they were able to take it away. Zach Gill comes up with it, holding it aloft.
Okay. I'm not really sure what he said. I think he said there is no fumble on the play. We're calling it third down. So, tough break right there for the Raven defense, because coming off the bottom of the sack was Zach Gill.
New running back in here, too, guys. And that's the smallest running back we've seen this year.
Yeah, Samatre Hunter, 5'7", 170 pounds. He goes by Sam.
Samatre. I don't know any Samatres. Well, he's not in the game any longer, and Luke Barnes takes a snap, looking over the middle. It's going to be caught, 45, or in the 35, up to the 40, and hurdling a defender, and we've got markers down as he gets to the 50.
Yeah, we're going to get a crack block right there about midfield. The receiver spun around and caught a linebacker turning. So what turned into a really good play is still going to net them a first down, but it's going to be back at the 35 instead of midfield.
Well, I tell you what, the Ravens have moved the ball well here so far in the first half, and I guess coming into the game today, a lot of offensive records are in some jeopardy. As currently 204 completions, the record 221 coming into the game today. Back in 2013, they passed for 2,915 yards coming in. The record is 3,201 back in 18. 32 passing touchdowns so far, 35 in 2018 is the high mark. So there are a lot of numbers that are in that are in play here today. Well, that penalty's bigger than I thought. It's going to take the first down away. And they're going to go back inside the 35.
They're going to say, was it the 49 maybe?
Personal foul. Illegal blindside block. Number 29 of the offense. That's 15 yards from the spot of the foul. The foul brought it back short of the first down. So it's going to be third and one.
That is the most thorough explanation we've had from an official all year, and I love it.
That was great.
Like, walk me step through step what we're doing, and now we're looking at a third and one for Southwestern. 4:20 left here in the first half.
Quarterback Barnes, again, is under center. Motion will come to the right side, and again, he'll hand off to his tiny tailback who bounces outside, gets room, gets the first down, and pushed out of bounds into the far sideline. Kyle Rowland for Benedict and the redshirt freshman. With the defensive play, and coach, you talk about Samatri Hunter at 5'7 and 170. Really, tell me the truth. He's 5'6 and 145, 50.
Yeah, he's just a little guy back there. And right now, they're trying to use Hunter to offset this Raven defensive line because that defensive line is looking to get in the backfield and force the quarterback to have a bad afternoon.
Motion to the near side of the Raven defense. Point the offensive line, and they've moved. It's going to cost them.
Full start, number 75, offense. 5-yard penalty, remains first down.
That's Arnold Portillo, and that's going to be his second false start of the afternoon. Portillo is trying to work against the big 6'3" sophomore defensive end, Heath Baker out of Atchison. Heath has been a handful for a lot of teams this year, and that time Portillo just trying to get a little bit of a head start, the freshman out of Newcastle, Oklahoma.
So the ball's got to go back to their own 41-yard line. We're down to 3:45 to go in the opening half. Southwestern with the football, first and 15. They trail Benedict in 21-0. Motion to the left side for quarterback Barnes. He'll, again, wraparound handoff, running back, going to be hit at the line of scrimmage, and pulls forward. He gets about three. And Gus, let's be honest, Sam Hunter, we talk about how small he is. Tyler Wilson makes the tackle, but he's hard to get a hold of him because there's not much to get a hold of.
Yeah, I mean, here's the deal. He's so low to the ground when he starts. It's tough to get down there and make a tackle against a back like that. It's going to bring up a second and 12. And Southwestern has been, you know, very deliberate on this drive. 3 minutes left. I really feel like they do not want to see Benedictum with the ball again.
Javi Bloomquist on the near side, covering up Matt Holt, who's wide to the left side. On his second down, 12 call. And again, there's movement, and there again, a line penalty.
And this time, it's the other tackle, Grayson Snyder.
Ball start, offense, number 72. 5-yard penalty.
And over there, Heath Baker is laughing. Did you see that? He counted. 1, 2, 3, 4. That is a fourth false start we've seen against a tackle for Southwestern here in the first half.
So, more penalty yardage against Southwestern. Second down, 17. QB's back to throw. Deep drop, steps up in the pocket, throws one over the middle. He's going to have a man caught across midfield. And he's going to pick up about 15 of that across to the Raven 48, maybe even 47-yard line.
Blue Kaplinger over there on the stop. But for Southwestern, how disheartening is that? You throw a 15-yard pass, still looking at third and three right now, 2:20 left here in the first half.
Ravens are going to switch Joe Glazer into the ball game. We talked about Rockhurst. He's another one of the Rockhurst connections. Jackson Hoskins in the game. And he's going to be on that outside. Look how many guys the Ravens have up front on this fourth down. This is a big call. Third down, three. The sweep will go to the right side. There's a block, and that first down is going to be achieved over to the far side. And again, Sam Hunter will carry the ball. Fabian Njika makes the stop, and Gus Hunter has been the best thing that's happened to the Southwestern offense this afternoon.
Yeah, I mean, he's been able to help them slow this game down a little bit, get it more into the speed that they want. And he's one of those guys who didn't play much until last week. Coming into the ballgame last week, he had 130 yards. Last week, he had 150 yards almost at 149.
First and 10 of the Raven, 40-yard line. QB with plenty of time. Now running, throws the ball and throws it away. And we got a penalty marker way downfield and way late.
Yeah, I feel like that's going to be a hold against the Ravens secondary. And that time, getting back there for Benedictum was Joe Glazer. I really thought we were going to have our first.
Holding, number three, defense.
Yeah.
10 yards from the previous spot, automatic first down.
I really thought that was going to be our first Taco John sack of the day. Nacho's Navi Dodd season at Taco John. Stop by after the game for a quick, easy dinner and a sack. Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better. So, with the penalty, it's going to bring up a first and 10 for Southwestern. This has been their best drive of the afternoon. They've got it down to the Benedictine 30-yard line. A minute 22 left in all three timeouts here.
Southwestern over the football, and again, twins to the left side, single man to the right, wing to the right side. Quarterback Luke Barnes, a senior who's come into the game. Now the blitz is on. Quarterback will throw the pass. It's going to be caught at the 20-yard line, and an immediate tackle by Lamont Schomburger at the 20, and that is just right, nose up to the first down marker, and I'm not sure, does he have it? They're going to say, yeah, push it ahead.
See, and now we're going to get a timeout, Southwestern.
Okay, we're taking a timeout. This timeout is sponsored by Atchison Dental. Ask them about healthy start for your child, helping your child with sleep disorders, school performance, behavior, so much more. Atchison Dental. We got a timeout with a minute 14 to go in the half. Benedictine 21, Southwestern nothing.
Deciding between Original Medicare and Medicare Advantage plans can be difficult, yet it's one of the most important decisions you'll make because it affects your health, your finances, and your peace of mind. The Health Benefits Navigator at Amberwell can help you to review your options carefully and choose the plan that is best suited to your personal needs. This service is free and available to all community members, whether you're a patient at Amberwell or not. To set up a free appointment, please call 913-367-2650. That's 913-367-2650.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With three tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Coming out of the timeout, thrown downfield by Luke Barnes, and Lake Hoffman goes up at the goal line, and Blue Kaplinger leaps in front. Gus almost pulls that thing away, and Benedictine has been so close to three interceptions now today, but instead only breaks up that pass, but second down 10.
Yeah, right now Southwestern's been flirting with fire a little bit, but they almost have to because, again, you got to press it, you got to make something happen. You got to get some points on the board here before the break.
At the Raven 20-yard line, second down 10. Quarterback back to throw again. Steps up over the middle. It's going to be caught inside the 15 to the 14, and immediately the tackle on Josh Edson for Benedictine.
That time making the stop, you're going to see Zach Gill, the number two tackler on this team. And now Southwestern, you let a lot of time come off the clock. They're going to utilize another timeout.
Hey, they are. And again, this timeout sponsored by Atchison Dental. They're current with the latest technology, making your visit comfortable and convenient for you. Timeout, 53 seconds to go in the half. Ravens 21, Builders nothing.
The new Fall Blizzard Treat Menu is at Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill, and it's got all the fall, featuring returning favorites like pumpkin pie and new flavors like cinnamon roll setters, Reese's Take Five, Snickers Brownie, and more. This may be the fallest Fall Blizzard Treat Menu lineup of all time, and it's all blended together in delicious, world-famous DQ soft serve. Try all the flavors at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison.
Your car is a complex machine filled with the latest technology, and it needs quality service to keep it running right. By taking your car or truck to Lewis Chevrolet Buick in Atchison, you will have peace of mind knowing your vehicle will be maintained and repaired by highly trained professionals. And when it's time to add or upgrade a vehicle, look right here at Lewis Chevrolet Buick. Small town feel with big city discounts. Call them at 913-367-3000 or stop by 314 Woodlawn in Atchison.
This is KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison, powered by MSC Radio and found online at mscnews.net.
Coming out of the timeout, here's your third down call. Quarterback is back for KWZ. He is sacked at the 20-yard line. What a job by Benedictine. Tyler Wilson with the sack. And Gus, the Ravens are going to push it back to the 20-yard line. Nacho Navidad season to Taco John's. Get a sack of those. Time what do you say? Stop by after the game for a quick, easy dinner and a sack. Taco John's, bigger, bolder, better. Now, we're going to see the last time out used by Southwestern. We'll keep it right here. They got a tough decision, man. What do you do here?
Yeah, for Southwestern, they do have a tough decision because you need some points on this play, but you're now backed up a little bit. Here's the deal, an incomplete pass would have been better for you in so many senses, but I think you're going to have to leave the offense out. I think you're going to have to push the ball towards the end zone. Oh, no, you've got some speedy guys. You've not had much luck trying to get out to your big tight end, who is your number two receiver in Lake Hoffman. But, again, I think that's what you're going to have to do right here is push the ball down the field. Again, though, this timeout is being brought to you by Atchison Dental. Current with the latest technology, make your visit comfortable and convenient with Atchison Dental. And for Southwestern, this half has been five possessions, four punts, and this possession. Right? They've been able to move the ball downfield. The Raven defense has bent a little bit, but we've seen this from Benedictine's defense. They have been a bend-don't-break type unit all season. So, with that said, Southwestern going to leave the offense out on the field. They're going to split wide to the right side with Matt Holthusen and Josh Edson. Over here on the left, you're going to see Keyshawn Rhodes. And now the Ravens are going to talk about this a little bit.
Let's hang on to it right here for just a little bit as we see what Benedictine is up to. And
it's just that chess game right now, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah. But look how the Ravens, if you go to statistically, they just have dominated in this ballgame. Benedictine has rushed for 102. Southwestern for 38 yards. I mean, you could just look at every category in the course of the game. Benedictine has thrown for 113, Southwestern for 71. 11 first downs for the Ravens, only 5 for the Builders. I mean, up and down. The Ravens are 3-for-3 in the red zone today. Southwestern 0-for-1.
How about this? The games going on around the country right now are all right about the same point. They're all looking to go to halftime. You have Avila, who's gotten on the board. It is now 14-7. Indiana Wesleyan holds on to a lead. At halftime, it's Morningside leading Arizona Christian 21-0. Northwestern putting it on Dickinson State 35-0. Still 6 minutes left in the first half there. And you have Grandview getting a field goal out of Nathan Hamilton. They lead Carroll 3-0. With 16 seconds left in the first half.
Let's see what Southwestern has up its sleeve. They have used their final timeout with 47 seconds to go in the half. It is fourth down and 10 from the Raven 20-yard line. Southwestern will put a man in motion to the left side. Quarterback is going to be back to throw, looking left, throwing deep over the middle. It's going to be way out the back of the end zone. Didn't matter if he could have caught it. He couldn't have. And if he did, he was two steps beyond the end zone. Because that was not a well-drawn-up play.
Yeah, it wasn't a very good designed play right there for Southwestern and first-year offensive coordinator Ryan Nelson. But if you looked on the back side of that play, Benedictine looked confused, Joel Mavis was trying to talk to his safety. And finally, he just threw his hands up and said, I got this, and just played straight at man coverage on the backside. The safety rolled over to the other side, and it actually worked out well for the Ravens. And 42 seconds, I'm going to let this thing go to the break.
I was going
to
say, I'm surprised the Ravens are going to not get a little hungrier, and they're still chasing down that football that was in completion way down here. And Benedictine's going to take it to the locker room. We'll be back here, Wilcox Stadium, halftime in Atchison. Benedictine 21, Southwestern nothing.
It's a great day in Atchison, and it's a great day at Urban Lawn Care. Ron and Michelle at Urban Lawn Care are proud to support area sports teams and schools. As an Atchison High School graduate, Michelle knows how amazing the school district is, building successful futures, every student, every day. Urban Lawn Care, where our business is in the green.
How much do you really know about home and auto insurance? Probably not enough. That's why it's important to have an insurance agent you know and trust. Someone who has the backing of a trusted company. Chris Taylor with State Farm and Atchison is that person. Call 367-4015 for a free insurance review. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
You can't beat Gambino's when it comes to pizza, and you can't beat Gambino's in Benedictine football. Call 913-367-4100 for delivery or carryout, or see them at 610 Commercial Street. Gambino's Pizza in downtown Atchison. You're going to love it.
Welcome back to Wilcox Stadium, where halftime finds the Ravens in front in this afternoon playoff game, 21-0. Joseph at the studio, Gus Kautzmann, Tom Kautzmann here, and Gus, briefly, first half of the Ravens, it was just pretty good.
Yeah, the Ravens had five possessions in the first half. Three of them ended in touchdowns for Southwestern. They had five possessions in the first half. Four of them ended in punts. Three of those were three and outs. The Ravens looking really good in this first half.
We'll be back right now. Intermission score in Atchison, Kansas. The Benedictine Ravens 21, Southwestern nothing. We're kicking it back to Joseph. He's in the Care Sports Studio with your halftime.
It's time for your Raven Halftime Show. Benedictine Raven football is brought to you by our title sponsor, Hamada Wealth Management.
Taco John's has a new value menu. Their value-est menu brings in premium ingredients like bacon and guac without the premium price. With options starting at just $1, you won't find value like that anywhere else. Chicken Bacon Ranch Loaded Potato Olays, just $3. Chicken Bacon Guac Street Tacos, just $2. Chicken Snack Quesadillas, just $1. Find these deals and more and an open lobby at Taco John's in Atchison. Taco John's, bigger, bolder, better.
We've got Charlie Gartenmeyer, the athletic director of Benedictine College, with us. Coach, and if you don't mind me calling you Coach, because that's just what I'm used to. Is that all right?
That's fine. That's great.
Coach Gartenmeyer, what a wonderful fall it's been at Benedictine. I don't know how you keep track and keep up with all of the sports and all of the activities going on up there on the campus.
Well, we're very blessed here at Benedictine College and in the great city of Atchison, Kansas. A great following that we continue to have for all of our sports, our 20 sports, where we continue to challenge ourselves to, and President Menace always talks about what's next. Forward, always forward, everywhere forward. We're just very happy, to work and serve the student athletes that, we have here at Benedictine. We have 859 of them. Are in, Raven Athletics. We've had successes, championships. I mean, our cross country team, today competed on the women's side, competed for the, in the NAI National Championship out of 36 teams, finished 14th. Very, very proud of their efforts and Jaquel Smith being our head coach. We also have the thing I'm also proud of is that every team has a Bible study group. Several of them have multiple Bible study groups. And, the overall GPA for 859 student athletes is 3.2. So we're doing a lot of great things here.
Well, Coach, when you just dive into the fall sports, they've just wrapped up the soccer seasons and both the men and the women, you know, great years and great people in those teams.
Oh, there's fabulous. There's fabulous. And I think the thing that I'm really encouraged is, you know, we didn't hit the mark in men and women's soccer, frankly, with regard to making the playoffs, the national playoffs. But we were competitive in every game. There's a great team chemistry. I think we've got really great leaders in Lincoln Rob Lee and John Sosa. I think that their successes are just right around the corner. Victoria Hurt, our head women's volleyball coach, we're establishing a very, very strong foundation. And, obviously, the success that Joel Osborne has had, a person that's 17-5 in 2 years and taken over some pretty big shoes with Larry Wilcox, but he has just done an outstanding job. And I'm very, very proud I see it each and every day and how they are interacting with our student athletes, how they truly care for them and probably more for how they are achieving and their goals away from the sport. I mean, I'm just going to be very, very frank and blunt is that, you know, nobody here is going to the league, but they are preparing themselves for the league of life. And that's what Benedictine is all about. Because if you come out of this school with a great understanding and a balance between academics, a spiritual life, a social emotional development, and athletic development, and you're going to make your best friends, I'm not sure what other school can offer that.
Well, you're in a perfect place with an office up in the Amino, and you get to see these coaches. And when I pop in up there occasionally, you get to see them. Yeah, are there game plans going on? Absolutely. But it becomes much deeper than that, much more than that. Their ties to those student-athletes are on a personal level and looking out for their best interest and helping guide them. And, you know, there's more to it than just what happens out on that field every day.
Yes, and there are support systems that are in place, not only for the student-athletes, but for all of the students here at Benedictine. Their academic advisors, they just, I think today was the last day that they could sign up for classes. So many of the advisors are sitting down with them, talking about future plans. They're reviewing that with people in our Student Success Center. Two parts that really help in the growth and development of our student athletes are our athletic trainers under the direction of Patrick Hodapp and also Ben Arnold, who is our director of athletic performance. They're also giving our student athletes particularly the foundation to be successful.
Well, Coach, something else that kind of just comes to mind, and we're doing this quite unscripted, we're just kind of chatting about things, but the arrival of the COVID year, and that has changed, you know, the athletic careers in college of a lot of your players, because a lot of them got additional years, and with that, you are graduating more, not just undergrads, but you are sending out a lot of guys with masters and girls with master's degrees and advanced degrees more than ever.
And in a lot of ways, it was an extreme struggle, and there are a lot of families that did not fare well during the COVID years, and financially and health-wise. But for the student-athletes and the students here, it gave them an opportunity to self-reflect a little bit. It also gave them an opportunity to redirect plans, and families continuing to support their student athletes, and you're exactly right. We've had more kids going into school leadership, more kids going into MBA programs. The college is looking at expanding the master's programs. So we have to do this because of the changing workforce and the needs. And if we're our strategic goal of transforming culture in America, we've got to be able to be right at the forefront of helping change the culture from where it is today.
Well, certainly Benedictine loves to do that, and they bring in a kind of a quality student that that really allows them to do that. I mean, they are, let's be candid, they're selective about the students who get to come there, and they bring in quality people, put them with quality instructors in a beautiful setting, and all of that just leads to a lot of success and a lot of positive things.
Yes, I mean, you know, as I've already mentioned, President Menes will, you know, challenge us at the administrative level, and he will always say, okay, what's next? What's next? He's a dynamic leader. He's a futuristic leader. We're always analyzing ourselves. We talk about it all the time. You know, do we either we're getting better or we are regressing? And if we're staying the same, that means we're regressing. So we're not gonna find ourselves in those kind of scenarios. We want to be always looking to get a little bit better. And the real beauty that we do here is, so I'll just give you an example. So like this weekend, we have a NAI playoff football game, 12 o'clock, Benedictine College hosting Southwestern College at Wilcox Stadium. A lot of preparation has gone into this this week so that we can make the student-athlete experience a great one. But Monday morning, we'll sit down and we'll say to ourselves, okay, what went right? What are the areas that we have to improve upon? And we do that consistently and throughout the year and every event that we have to say, okay, gosh, we should have done this. We did a really great job this, but hey, we need to think about this as we're going forward. And I think that's really how successful organizations operate.
Let's shift over a little bit to Benedictine and its affiliation in the Heart of America Athletic Conference. For a long time, the Ravens Independent, in 1992, were admitted into and became a part of the Heart. And this conference has kind of changed and kind of shifted around a little bit with membership. The solid ones, you know, still there, but we continue to see, you know, new schools having come in, the Iowa schools, and now you've got Park coming in. And now you've also got what Missouri Baptist is going to be joining. What's it looking like? What's the future of this conference look like as you see it? Because you are intimately involved with that.
Well, Laurie Thomas is our commissioner. I think she does a really great job. She reports directly to the Council of Presidents. That's the president from every of the 14 schools. Are we continuing to take a look at adding membership? Yes, we are. I know that Laurie has a committee that studies that. We are also, I think that for scheduling purposes, it would be really great if we had 16 teams. I think that we, for so many years, we thought to ourselves, or this is BC prior before Charlie, but we, you know, thought that the only people that we should take a look at to bring into the conference are people that had football. And in the last 16 years, we've analyzed that very carefully. And as you've indicated, you know, Park University coming in, and I think the other thing that when you look at it in the conference, you also have affiliated members that are very instrumental in the conference as well. So you got Dickinson State and Iowa Wesleyan. You mentioned Missouri Baptist, St. Ambrose, Waldorf, Mount Vernon, Nazarene. So you know, they're not fully in, but they're affiliated members. So maybe they don't have an area that they want to do lacrosse, or maybe they don't want to do, or they don't have a chance to do wrestling or whatever sport it might be. So,
well,
but I think we're recognized around the country as a very, very, very strong conference.
You mentioned lacrosse, and that's one of the sports that is not in the heart, and you're affiliated then with KCAC to, you know, have that competition, have that league affiliation, is there any talk, any consideration by the heart maybe of adding lacrosse or any other sports to the conference group?
Well, the heart is adding men and women's lacrosse this year. In previous years when we first started, it was part of the KCAC, the Kansas Collegiate Athletic Conference, and this year we said, gosh, there are six schools in the heart that have lacrosse, so why not we have it? And they only had two. There are some schools such as Baker, Central Methodist, they're looking at expanding lacrosse as well. So we're in a good spot. We ourselves at Benedictine take a look all the time because we're enrollment driven. So we have to ask ourselves, do we add sports? So we're looking at, men's volleyball, tennis, men and women's tennis, men and women's golf, bowling, maybe swimming and diving. But some of those things we have to do a really deep dive. It's great to have them, but we can't spend a lot of travel time and away from classes if we have to go great distances to compete.
Certainly, that's one of the issues, when you have big conference, you got, sometimes there's some travel. You've got places to go. Dubuque, Iowa's not real close, but they're nice, another addition up there, to this conference. And so I guess you take a little bit and give a little bit with that.
Yeah. Well, I think, when you take a look at the on the NAI website and you go to conferences and you see the distances, although people in the heart of America think, oh my gosh, we got to do this great travel, our conference is the closest in distance than any other conference in the heart of America. So we're more blessed than I think we realize.
Coach, we've been talking about the fall sports. Winter sports are right around the corner. In fact, basketball has already begun. And, with that full slate, it's an exciting time up on the campus for winter sports. That way you can sit inside on these cold days and enjoy the contest.
Yes, we sent our men's team off yesterday. They're going where they're playing tomorrow. They're playing Briarcliff, Chad, and the women's, Chad Folsom. And the women's team are leaving to go up and play Morningside, and our wrestling group. I'm not sure where they're competing this weekend off the top of my head, but we got a really, really great enthusiastic guy in Greg Barner as our head wrestling coach, and I just love his enthusiasm and his hard work. He's got a beautiful, beautiful vision and understands the foundations and who we are here at Benedictine. So I'm extremely happy about that. And then people kind of forget during this time, we're also starting, December the 3rd, our opening track meet, indoor track meet is December the 3rd. So, and then our, cheer and dance teams are preparing for their competition. So, we have an opportunity to provide quality and fun for all of our students here at Benedictine.
And, of course, then we kind of tie this all together by coming back around to Benedictine Southwestern playoff football today, Saturday afternoon. You talk about it, but Wilcox Stadium. And I don't know if everybody realizes it's more than just saying, hey, jump on a bus and come up here. There's a lot of work, a lot of organization, not getting people in places to do this stuff, and it's no small task. Is this something that you take on and then you delegate to your help to get all these things covered?
Yeah, there is probably, as the season was winding down, and for myself doing it for the great number of years that I have and working very closely with Larry Wilcox, I could see that this was going to be an opportunity. So we had a lot of people all hands on deck about 3 weeks ago. And, you think about operations, you think about housekeeping, you think about, event staff, you think about ticketing, you think about security, there's so many things that are involved so that that Benedictine can display that value of hospitality. But you know, it's fun doing it. It's fun doing it, and the reason I have so much fun is because it's for the kids, and it's for the kids' families, and they're making sacrifices so that they can come to Benedictine College. So it's going to be a great day tomorrow.
And
it's going to
be
a great day.
I love the fact that you get the people to come onto the campus, getting that home game, and you get people who will look around at this place and just marvel at just how special it is.
Oh, my gosh, yes. I mean, we just prior to you calling me, I had a young man in my office, Eric Infin. Eric is a former outstanding student athlete, played football for us. His daughter is looking at Benedictine College. His dad, uncle is Phil Infin, a great man in and of itself. But he was sharing with me that if his daughter goes to school here, that would be the sixth generation of infants who would be coming to school. His, I believe his great-great-grandfather graduated from Benedictine back in 1895. So for me to be able to engage in a really great conversation with Eric and get to meet his daughter and talk about what Benedictine can offer to her, it's really exciting for me. And I'm very, very proud of what we've been able to do to help our kids grow in their faith, grow in their scholarship, and grow in their community.
Coach, you and I are lucky guys who get to hang out up here and watch a lot of fabulous things go on and be a part of all of it, and you are intimately involved, and we appreciate all the work that you put in. People, like we're just kind of alluding to, people always don't see what's behind that curtain and what all has to happen to make it what it is today, and you and President Minnis and all the people on the staff up there and the faculty, marvelous job. It's a special place.
Thank you so much, Tom. And again, I want our listeners today and our alumni who are watching this today, the game and listening to this halftime, recognizing Tom and his induction into the Benedictine College Hall of Fame for his outstanding work and contributions to help push Benedictine forward.
Coach, you're too kind. We appreciate your time very much, man. Go Ravens!
Thank you so much. Have a great day, everyone. Go Ravens!
Thanks for listening to the Raven Halftime Show, brought to you by our title sponsor, Hamada Wealth Management. We now rejoin Tom and Gus, live at the stadium, for second half action.
Hey, we welcome you back to Wilcox Stadium, where the kickoff brought to you by Hundley Liquor, hometown friendly, hometown helpful. That's Hundley Liquor. It's a touchback, and here comes Southwestern to begin playing in the second half. They're going from right to left across your dial. Player pass over into the right flat. Good for a quick five up to the 30-yard line. Make it four up to the 29.
Quickly out there was Blue Kaplinger to make the stop, and they're going to, for Southwestern, stick with the senior quarterback Luke Barnes, 6'2", 210-pound senior out of Fort Walton Beach High School in Fort Walton, Florida.
Okay, so Southwestern has changed quarterbacks. They've gone to the three quarterback. They've changed running backs. They've gone to the three running back. Is it just a matter of trying to find a combination? Something's going to work because TikTok, right?
Yeah, and now we're going to get another penalty.
False start. Number 51. Offense. 5-yard penalty. Remain second down.
When the official turns that microphone on, you could tell the wind is howling outside. It was nearly 20 miles an hour from the north-northwest when the game began. It has not diminished, and that penalty is going to make it a second and 11 for Southwestern, because Southwestern has been bitten by a lot of penalties so far this afternoon. That is their sixth penalty of the day.
That's a team that only had three penalties all game last week.
Second down, 11. Quarterback back to throw. Fires one over the middle. A crossing pattern. It's going to be caught and then dropped because the receiver, right in the middle, Keyshawn Jones, was sandwiched between Spangler and Bloomquist. no one could have held on to that pass.
Yeah, that time Javai came behind Gavin in front and makes the big hit. Now, Spangler going to check out for a play. We're going to see in Brian Barrera, the senior linebacker out of Canyon County, California.
Just underway in the second half, Benedictine leading in the ball game, 21-0 over Southwestern in this first round of the football championship series in the NAIA. Coming to you here from Atchison, Kansas. Third down, 11. Quarterback is back to throw. Chased out of the pocket, rolling left, throws left, pass going to be batted and caught at the 30-35, picking up a first down. A great individual ever by Josh Edson. And Gus, that was a matter of the defensive player kind of taking a little gamble. Either
yep.
You pick it off or you give up the yardage, and that time it was the yardage.
Yeah, that time the defender tried to cut in front and take that ball away. Instead, Joel Mavis had to come over and make the stop on the play. And for Southwestern, a good start, getting a first down right there out to the 38-yard line.
Quarterback up under center now, Luke Barnes, will have a single man behind him. Hands off to that running back who's hit behind the line of scrimmage and dropped for the loss of one, Tim Glazer.
Tim Glazer is a guy who last week against Mid-America had two sacks. He's only played the last two games of the season. This, for him, is what, his 10th quarter of football this season, but has proved very disruptive on that front line for the Ravens. 6'4", 260-pound redshirt freshman, a transfer from the University of South Dakota.
Sam Hunter, again, is in the backfield as your running back. And Sam, the 5'7", 170-pound freshman out of Allen, Texas. Now he's going to shift over into a wing on the left side as quarterback Luke Barnes is in the backfield all alone. Back to throw. Steps up over the middle. It's going to be caught and getting across the 45, but short of first down yardage. The catch is made by Keyshawn Jones.
That time, Gavin Spangler and Zach Gill combine on the stop for the Ravens tacklers number 1 and 2 for Benedictine. For Southwestern, they're looking at a third and short.
And this has been the most successful offensive play throughout the game. They've run it a number of times out of that little crossing pattern in the middle of the zone. And it's always been good for 5, 6, 7+, whatever they can run.
Yeah, because right now they're doing a good job of, you know, isolating a linebacker a little out of place.
Third down, 2. Hand off running back. He'll bounce right. Hit, stood up, and boy, he got pushed and he got the first down.
Yeah, he's going to get that little bit of a second effort and pick up the first down. Joe Glazer into the ball game now with Isaac Anderson. As we'll see Dwayne and Tim Glazer check out. So,
what happens?
Number 66, your backup right guard, Max Shannon, will have to come off for one play as his helmet came off.
They were following the blocks of Shannon and Anthony Portillo, the guy we talked about a little bit earlier, the 6'3", 285-pound freshman out of Newcastle, Oklahoma. The advance of the ball just short of midfield. And Southwestern has taken the opening kickoff here in the second half and moved it to their own 49-yard line. 11:40 to go in the third. Benedictine leading at 21-0, and the quarterback is going to roll to the left, throw to a man coming out of the backfield, caught at the 50. Raven, 45-yard line, runs into a defender, picking up a first down on a 12-yard gain. Josh Edson. Joel Mavis with a tackle for the Ravens, but again, nice job by Luke Barnes. I guess this third-string quarterback for Southwestern, how many? We talked about before the game, we'd seen three. This is going to be the, what, fourth or fifth quarterback from Southwestern we've seen this year.
Yeah, and right now he's doing a good job of managing the offense. He's not taking too many risks. He's hitting the plays just like head coach Brad Griffin and offensive coordinator Ryan Nelson are looking for out of him.
So Southwestern, like the U, quarterback U?
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe not. Here's the first down call. QB is back. He's hit, pulls away, steps up, hit again. Not getting away that time. Big sack by the Benedictine Ravens. And what a great job done by BC and the pressure by Gavin Spangler. And with that, I get to remind you, it's Nacho Navidad season at Taco John. Stop by and get a quick, easy dinner in a sack. Nacho Navidad's at Taco John's, bigger, bolder, better.
How about this? Gavin Spangler, the leading tackler for the Ravens this season. That is only sack number 2 of the season for Gavin. For Benedictine, 35 sacks coming into today's ballgame.
Second down, 14. Benedictine pushed back against the mound builder offense. The pass over the middle is going to be caught at the 40. A gain of 3, and Gus, that was the best, quickest, most immediate tackle of the afternoon, and Blue Kaplinger was right there.
Yeah, I don't even need to point it out. That time, great job by Blue Kaplinger closing. And now it'll make a 3rd and 11 for the Mountain Builder offense. They've taken
huge
time off this clock.
But they're in 4-down territory. They got to be, aren't they?
They are, but here's the problem. Like, this is a good possession. They're putting it together. But you've already knocked 5 minutes off this clock, and you don't have that kind of time to give today.
No. Again, trailing by three scores. Southwestern, I mean, you do the math, they're only going to have four or five possessions left in this game, maybe. QB's back to throw, lobs one right side, and is caught and dropped. Incomplete at the 35-yard line. The receiver, in his defense, was wide open. Isaac Anderson putting a little pressure on quarterback Luke Barnes, but Barnes getting that ball out in front of his receiver too far. And again, they have to go for it. There's no question. There's no thinking about it. There's no weighing the options here. Southwestern, 4th and 11 at the Raven 40, must go for it here in the third quarter.
Yeah, and they're taking a lot of time looking over to the far sideline. And for Southwestern, you can't afford to burn a timeout this early. So you're just going to have to pick your favorite play. And here we go on a 4th and 11 early in the third.
The play clock is in single digits. Southwestern comes up over the football on this 4th and 11. Call it the Raven 40. Snap back. Quarterback looking right with time. Fires one. Beebe over the middle. It's broken up at the 30-yard line and incomplete. What a job by the Ravens. And give the senior Zach Gill. Because you got to love the way that Zach has come back in this 2022 season and been a real participant on this club. And breaks up that pass here in the postseason.
Yeah, Zach Gill does so many things for this team. He kind of plays that hybrid outside linebacker safety type. He can play in the box. He can step back and cover a tight end or a slot receiver. And that time he did a great job of getting his hands across and not being guilty of a penalty.
Here comes the Raven offense for the first time in the second half. 9:20 to go in the third quarter. BC with the football leading at 21-0. Quarterback Garrett Kittle having a nice afternoon. Wraparound handoff, Witherspoon bounces outside, spins 360, picks up about three. And because he's kind of got this habit, as he spins into the middle, keeps moving, and in this case, south, even if he means he's backpedaling that way.
Yeah, it's almost like he kind of corkscrews his way into the line of scrimmage, and now we're going to see into the ballgame for the Ravens, Ethan Perrott. He'll check in and go slot to the right side. He'll replace Jayshon on this 2nd and 7 call.
Buteau and Gathright. Also, will be wideouts for the Ravens. 8:50 to go in the third quarter. Game is moving, it seems like, at a breakneck pace. Quarterback back to throw, looking, going deep. Has a man down the right side, and it's over the outside shoulder of Buteau, who has covered very well on the inside. He had Riley Hovett out there with good coverage. It'll be an incomplete pass, 3rd down, 7, Ravens.
Well, Witherspoon will check out, and the Ravens, in an apparent passing situation, will bring in Damon Wiggins. Also, they're going to bring into the ballgame Harry O'Neill and slot him wide to the left side.
Ravens have not just been able to get Gathright over the top. Southwestern is doing everything in their power to keep him under wraps.
That was the defensive game plan coming into today.
3rd down, 7, Benedictine at his own 43, and they're going to take a timeout. We are going to take a timeout with them. It's sponsored by Atchison Dental. They've got the best technology to make your visit comfortable and convenient. 8:45 to go in the third. It is Benedictine 21 and Southwestern nothing.
Surprises and celebrations all begin at Raven Liquor. Check out their beer cave and extensive bourbon selection. No need to get out in the cold. Pull up to their drive-thru and stay in the warmth of your car. Make Raven Liquor, 1800 Main Street in Atchison, your go-to liquor store. Care 93.7 is your local sports authority. Not only can you hear sports broadcasts as they happen, but you can also re-listen to the games on mscsports.net. Once you're there, point to the audio tab and click Game Broadcasts to get connected to the game you want to hear. Care 93.7, your local sports authority.
When it comes to real estate, sticking a sign in the yard isn't enough anymore.
Did you know when you are ready to sell your home, you have the right to interview real estate agents to make sure you get the right agent for you? So start by calling me, Stacy Appel, with Colonial Realty, 913-426-2209.
Or Greg Appel, 913-426-3419.
Or reach us at the Colonial Realty office, 367-4464.
As we come back Benedictine. Pass over to the left side. It's going to be caught. Down the left side. There goes Jayshon Todd. 40-30. Jayshon 20-10. Jayshon 5. He's into the end zone. Touchdown, Ravens. Jayshon Todd is a Benedictine. Comes out of a timeout. A 57-yard catch and run from Garrett Kettle.
Yeah, that time it was just a little crossing route over the middle. Jayshon Todd used his speed, got to the sidelines, said, see you later. And the Ravens now lead by 27 with 8.5 left here in the third quarter.
Harry O'Neill looking for his fourth PAT, or rather Balky looking for his fourth PAT. O'Neill could probably do it too. I don't know. Here's the kick. It's not too pretty, but it's good enough. Joseph, we're right back at you. Another timeout, 8:34 to go in the third. It's all Benedictine here in Atchison. Ravens 28, Mound Builders nothing.
Have you reviewed your life insurance policies recently? It's possible that current market conditions have impacted your plans. Larry Busing and Julie Avey at MassMutual Financial Services can help you determine if you're on track with your life insurance needs, whether you're well on the road to retirement or just beginning your journey. Larry and Julie have the skill and the tools at their disposal to assist you with estate planning. Give them a call at 913-367-2354 or see them at 625 Commercial for a free quote. The future won't wait. Why not get started today?
Why not start the new season with a visit to an old friend, Mueller's Locker Room, locally owned and operated. Mueller's is Atchison's original sports bar and grill and has been the hot spot for good times since 1988. With a wide selection of great foods, plus great beer, wine, and spirits, you'll always win at Mueller's. In the dugout or on the deck, let Mueller's be your locker room. Mueller's Locker Room at 120 South 2nd in Atchison. Your sports bar for all seasons.
It's another kickoff. Remember, Hundley Liquor for that weekend holiday or party stop. Hundley Liquor in Atchison. Wow, what a throw. Garrett Kittle hit Jayshon, and Gus, he just turns on the Jets down the left sideline in front of the Mound Builders sideline. The kick for the Ravens away, taken to the 4-yard line. Straight up the middle it comes to the 15-20. Carrying a couple of defenders across the 25 up to around the 27-yard line. And it will be Southwestern football. But now, if you are Southwestern College, because you are in real trouble trailing by 4 touchdowns. And let's be very candid. We talk about this more and more. It seems like as seasons go on and teams begin to limit possessions by their opponent as a defensive technique, and I'm not sure Southwestern will have more than 4 more touches of the ball today.
Yeah, I mean, if you go off the sheer numbers, you had 5 in the first half, you've already had 1 in the second half, so, I mean, the numbers would tell you you only have 4 possessions left in this game, so you're going to have to manufacture a few more. Your defense is going to have to get some holds, but you got to get some points on the board, and this is a big drive for the Mound Builders.
Yeah, they need to score a little more quickly and do something. Handoff is going to go from Luke Barnes over to the right side, and there's just not much there. Heath Baker with another tackle on Sam Hunter, and a couple of yards. Let's call it up to the 31. Generous spot, second down, 7.
Right now, the Raven run defense is, you know, giving up some yards, but all in all, been doing pretty good this afternoon. The Mound Builders have played 36 plays, 149 yards. They passed the ball for 98 and now have rushed the ball this afternoon for 5 first downs.
Second down call. And now, Gus, Southwestern is going to mix it up a little bit more. They've been trying to look. You would think that in game 12 of the season, a 10-1 team would kind of have established who they want in every position. They've already gone to the third-string quarterback. They did that back in the first half. They have now brought running back Keyshawn Jones in as the tailback. So he's your fourth running back this afternoon as the Builders are still looking for some kind of a combination that will work against Benedictine. They're looking here at a third down 3 at their own 35.
Yeah, they've got 58 rushing yards now on the afternoon. That's about 2.9 a hit.
Keyshawn Jones, 5'9", 170 out of Dayton, Ohio. Third down call, QB, iso pass over the middle. It's going to be caught and an immediate tackle, but just enough for the first down. I'll tell you what, that That worked, but Jordan Jackson paid a heavy price for those 2 yards.
Yeah, Lamont Schomburger came flying downhill. And Lamont is a guy who, as the season has progressed, the 6-foot freshman out of L.A. has really come on for this Raven defense. He's got 4 interceptions to go along with now 17 tackles today.
And the problem is, again, for Southwestern, I don't want to keep patting on this too much, but they're taking so much time running the ball, keeping it in the middle of the field. Here we go on a first down call. Quarterback's back. Over the middle, deep pass. What a catch at the 40-yard line. That was outstanding. And that was Keyshawn Jones. That is the best pass of the day for Southwestern.
Yeah, that time they just ran a post pattern and were able to hit Keyshawn as soon as he came open in that little bit of a zone. They're going to get the ball down inside the 40 to the Raven 39-yard line.
First and 10 at the Benedict at 39. And now you see Southwestern picking up a little tempo now, a little momentum, getting up quickly over the football. Quarterback with a running back on his left hand on a first down. Call it the Raven 39. He's back to throw. Looking over the middle. It's going to be tipped and intercepted by the Ravens at the 20-yard line. Back to the 25 goes Schomburger. And he is going to be down just short of the 30-yard line. Looking again for Keyshawn Jones with the pass a little bit high. Jones went up. And how many times did you see it?
And the ball came out maybe at the very end of this thing. The officials are unstacking it. They're looking. They're talking. Well, I think Blue Kaplinger came out of the bottom of the stack with it. It is Raven football. So for Lamont Schomburger, we just talked about the freshman out of Los Angeles, his 5th interception.
The forward progress was stopped before the ball came out. It'll be first down Benedictine.
So the first turnover of the afternoon created by the Raven defense for Benedictine. They're going to put the offense out for the 7th time today.
The Ravens in front, 28-0, with 5.5 minutes to go here in quarter number 3. There is a nice crowd, and Gus, everybody hanging in here at Wilcox Stadium. Well into the third quarter, Ravens with a 4-TD advantage. QB is back to throw, chased, rolling, and Garrett trying to run away. Goes the wrong way and is sacked back at the 15.
That time a sack by Cameron Cornelius. Doesn't have a sack recorded this season, but it is his 5th TFL on the day.
And, yep, I'll tell you what, that sack kind of reminds me that you're going to want to stop at Taco John's. You can stop by after the game for a family pack and a pound. That's something new. It's really good. It's a quick, easy dinner and a sack. Taco John's, bigger, bolder, better. Big loss is going to have the Ravens looking at a 2nd down 22. Here we come. Long count. Garrett, now he's going to change it a little bit at the line of scrimmage. Back to throw. Looks over the middle and is caught at the waist and a gain of 5. That's the pass is a little bit low, but Ethan Pratt did a nice job of going down and making the reception. And for Benedictine now, it'll leave him with a 3rd down at about, hey, let's call it 3rd down at about 16.
That time Ethan had to come back to catch the ball, and it will bring up, you called it a 3rd and long right now for the Raven offense. They're going to take a lot of time. They're also going to bring in their blocking running back, Damon Wigand, into the backfield.
BC is going to have 2 to the right side and 1 to the left for Garrett. Now he'll send his back in motion, and there he goes. Damon will slide out to a trip to the right side. QB's back with some time, throwing deep over the middle, and it's in and out of the hands of Reed Levi. That is not a typical Reed kind of a route. Usually you're going to see him coming out shorter route, working to the outside. That time he was deep and over the middle, probably 25 yards downfield.
Yeah, running a deep post with your big tight end, couldn't quite connect with him. And now for Benedictine, this will be their 2nd punt of the afternoon, but it will be the 1st punt of the day for Cullen Bruner.
Yeah, that earlier one, if you remember, on the 4th down, Garrett Kettle punched it and knocked it out of bounds at about the 12-yard line. Cullen will have all the room he needs to work with, standing in at his own 5. Matt Holdhusen, looking for his 1st return of the day. He's a speedy freshman. Here's the boot, and the wind pushes it. Holdhusen calls for the fair catch and will make it at the 25-26-yard line. And again, Southwestern will begin from their own 26, but Gus, with less than 4 minutes to play in the 3rd quarter, they are just flat running out of time, trailing Benedictine 28-0 here.
Yeah, I mean, we talked about it just a moment ago that 5 first-half possessions, this will be the 3rd possession of the 2nd half, and now we are under 4 minutes to go here in the 3rd quarter. And for Southwestern, they're working with their, 3rd quarterback, Luke Barnes, is going to be in there.
Burns is going to have a single man to his right side. And again, that's 5'7", 170-pound running back Sam Hunter, who will take the handoff, go right into the middle, kind of dance his way through the line of scrimmage, and Zach Gill will hit him. He'll break away from a little bit and ends up with a nice carry of about 7 yards beyond the 35-yard line. For it is a second down three, but now 3.5 minutes to go in the third quarter, and still, all of this, Gustin Southwestern, no points on the board, trailing Benedictine 28-0. The Ravens have 268 total yards, Southwestern only 189 yards so far today.
Yeah, on 42 plays. So third down efficiency has not been great right now for either team. Benedictine 3 of 8 for Southwestern. They're 5 of 12 today. We're looking at a 2nd and 3.
Here's a wraparound handoff running back. He'll try the right side. There's just absolutely nothing doing as the Ravens swarm. And Eric Chavez, the sophomore out of California for Benedictine, makes the stop. And third down, nearly 5 here for Southwestern. Isaac Anderson, Tim Glazer for Benedictine. We've talked about him all day, all season. That defensive front for BC has been phenomenal all year, and today's been no exception.
Yeah, now you're going to pack in there your defensive ends of Wilson and Heath Baker on this third down call.
From their own 35-yard line, QB backfires one right side, and right at the first down marker, the catch is made by Josh Edson. When Southwestern has needed a clutch play, a big catch, Edson has been their go-to guy, and he literally picks that first down up with about, a foot to spare?
Yeah, and you got to like that play right there for Edson. Know you're down in distance, have field awareness, get the first down, and be able to keep this drive alive.
Barnes is back, looks left, now looks over the middle, it's tipped and nearly picked off. That is the third time a Raymond defender's had the ball in his hands and dropped it. Lamont Schomburger, BC's with one interception, but they've had 3 other opportunities that have gotten away.
Yeah, and Lamont had one in the last possession. Going to be a little upset that he wasn't able to haul that one in. That'll be a 2nd down and 10 right now for Southwestern. And that's been the thing all day. The Ravens have had their hands on the ball, but only been able to take it away from Southwestern once today.
The incompletion won't stop the clock, and that's something that certainly will help Southwestern. They need a little bit of that. But 2 minutes and 13 seconds to go in the third quarter. Benedictine in front in this first round of the football championship series, leading 28-0 here in Atchison, Kansas this afternoon. 2nd down, pass over the middle of the ISO pass is going to be caught, cross at 50, breaking a tackle, breaking another tackle, bouncing to the outside, trying to get to the edge, and finally running the width of the field to pick up an additional 2 yards. It'll be 1st and 10 at the Benedictine 44. Blue Kaplinger makes the stop, but that was a very nice run after the catch for Southwestern. 1st and 10, Mound Builders. Inside, 2 minutes to go in the third.
We'll update you on some other games going on around the nation, and the number one team in the country is allowing that team to get back in it.
Quarterback back to throw on a first down call. Again with time. Now the blitz is on, and he's going to throw it away, just getting rid of it, because Gavin Spangler, he has a big crosshairs on Luke Barnes, and now a penalty way downfield at the 30-yard line.
Yeah, way downfield, extremely late, and I'm going to feel like it's going to go against possibly Zach Gill right there. The officials are going to take their time, and you got a couple games that are going to interest you here in a moment.
Okay.
Pass interference, number 12, defense. That's a spot foul and an automatic first down.
Well, there you go, the spot foul and the automatic first down all the way down to the, where are they going to spot this thing down? It's a 40-yard line, 1st and 10, Southwestern. Minute and a half to go in the third.
How about this? Morningside jumped up 21-0 on Arizona Christian and now have let Christian score 18 unanswered to make that a 21-18 ball game. Arizona Christian with the best kicker in the nation. Keep an eye on that one. Indiana Wesleyan and Avila. Right now, Indiana Wesleyan leading that one 14-7 with 4 minutes left. And Grandview leading Carroll 10-7, still 4 minutes left in the third there.
Hand off to the running back. He'll bounce outside. Gets away from the first defender, but runs out of real estate. As again, guys, they brought wide receiver Keyshawn Jones into the backfield to run him at the tailback spot. Bloomquist and Gill pushing him out of bounds into the Southwestern sideline across the way. 1:20 to go in the third.
Early on in the second quarter, it's Bethel, Tennessee leading Kaiser 14-7. So, full slate of games going on, and some interesting ones, if nothing else.
you realize that among the many, many Benedictine fans out here, there are visions of December football dancing in their heads right about now. Second down, 8, as Southwestern is in Raven territory at the 38-yard line. Everyone out of the backfield except for quarterback Luke Barnes. He's back, being chased, and has to throw it. Gets it in and out of the hands of an intended receiver. How about Dwayne Lacy? He was really closing in on Barnes, and I thought Barnes was going to throw it away. He ultimately just threw it so hard his receiver couldn't hang on to that thing.
Yeah, and that time Dwayne Lacy, he's a guy who had a sack last week. He's got 6.5 sacks on the season, 11 TFLs. He finds himself consistently in the backfield, and that time able to force an incomplete pass. That'll bring up a third down, and the Ravens, again, can bring in fresh defensive linemen and let nothing fall off. Isaac Anderson, Tim Glazer are going to be your down two.
Now, you talk about Isaac Anderson and Dwayne Lacy. There are a couple of guys who are deceiving. At 5'9", 276, at 6'2", 265, they are incredibly fast. They are big, and they have great speed. Here's your third down call, Southwestern in four down territory. QB back to throw again, throws it right side, and it's going to be well short of his intended receiver. Joel Mavis doing a good job of keeping himself between Keyshawn Jones and that football, and it's going to go incomplete. Fourth down for Southwestern. Southwestern has any hope of coming back in the game, they must convert this play. It's as simple as that, right?
Yeah, because, again, at some point you got to get something going. You can't go into the fourth quarter expecting to score 28 points when you haven't done it yet in the first three quarters of football.
45 seconds to go in the third quarter. It is a fourth down, 8 call for Southwestern at the Benedictine 38. Motion will work its way to the left side, single man to the backfield along with Barnes. Very long count. He's going to drop straight back to throw. Steps up into the pocket. He's going to run with it. Bounces outside, and he's going to be tackled from behind. Needed 8, got 2, and the Raven defense holds. Benedictine is going to get the ball back on down.
That time, Tim Glazer able to get a hand up on the foot of the quarterback, Luke Barnes. He trips forward, can't pick up the first down. That will be the third turnover on downs today for Southwestern.
Tim Glazer, I mean, that redshirt freshman had been injured early, just now starting to play, and how good is he?
Tony, that defensive front, you can interchange a lot of pieces and nothing falls off.
Here comes the first and 10 for the Ravens, probably the final play of the opening, or the third quarter, rather. And here comes Garrett, 35-40. Garrett hit from behind up at the 44-yard line, and give him about 9 on that carry. I don't want my quarterback taking that kind of a beating too many times.
He took a big hit late by linebacker Josh Carter coming in to clean that up for Southwestern. And for the Ravens, you could get patient here and not run this play.
I would be surprised if they snapped at 18 on the play, or rather on the game clock, and that's going to do it. We're going to the fourth quarter here in Atchison, Kansas. Timeout on the field after 3. It's Benedictine 28, Southwestern nothing.
Farming, it's more than just a job. Farmers dedicate their lives every day to the land and the community that surrounds it. Exchange Bank recognizes and appreciates their hard work. We are dedicated to helping with your agricultural needs. We can assist you with loans to keep your farm operating and for expansion. Our team at Exchange Bank is here for the long haul. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Taco John's has a new value menu. Their value-est menu brings in premium ingredients like bacon and guac without the premium price. With options starting at just $1, you won't find value like that anywhere else. Chicken Bacon Ranch Loaded Potato Olays, just $3. Chicken Bacon Guac Street Tacos, just $2. Chicken Snack Quesadillas, just $1. Find these deals and more and an open lobby at Taco John's in Atchison. Taco John's, bigger, bolder, better.
Welcome back to Atchison, Kansas. Wilcox Stadium here on the beautiful Benedictine College campus as we go to the fourth quarter, and the Ravens in front, 28-0. It is a second down 2 for BC at their own 39-yard line. Handoff running back, bouncing outside, turning it upfield, a little shove, but don't think Dylan Witherspoon was able to pick up enough for the first down. However, he'll come back for a third down. You had Josh Carter and Riley Havred on the tackle. Because the thing that, if you're a Raven fan, that you got to be going, could have stayed in bounds. We just want to get this clock right.
Yeah, you would have liked him to stay in bounds. Not a big deal. That's going to bring up now a 3rd and 2 for the Raven offense. And for them, a big first down right here, again, would help to milk some of this clock down.
3rd down and a pair. BC at its own 44-yard line. We're early in the fourth quarter. The Ravens have given up no points, leading at 28-0. Now Kettle will keep it himself. Oh, that's a late risky pitch, and it's not going to get to the edges. They stretched it out well defensively. Dalton Witherspoon does not pick up a first down, and the Ravens, Gus, on a 2nd and 2, then a 3rd and 2, could not get the first down. And they're going to be forced to punt the football away. And it's a double edge because on both 2nd and 3rd down, they stopped the clock. So they've wasted, taking a minute or so off the clock here. As the punting unit comes out, I can remind you that, you know what, if you're going to be working inside or outside of your place, L&L Construction, they can rebuild, they can reconstruct, they can renovate. Give them a call. Let L&L Construction turn your ideas into reality. 13:47 to go. Snap is back, and this punt is straight up and straight down. It will cover very, very little as that wind howling out of the north catches it, drives it down, and because that is about a 5, 2, 7, and 3, maybe 10-yard punt, 9 to 10 yards, something like that.
That's what I'm doing. Is that kind of what you're thinking?
Yeah, that's great.
I mean,
times two.
Yeah, because, I mean, I'm going with that and there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Put it down twice. 13.5 to go in the game as Southwestern comes back out with their offense. But they are now really with their backs up against it. Have got a score. Handoff is going to go to the running back. Ooh. He is stood up, hit, and thrown back by Zach Gill.
Zach Gill having a great afternoon here. That is his 10th tackle on the day. He's the number 2 tackler coming into today's game.
Did you send that?
Yeah, I did.
Good man. 2nd down and 10 for Southwestern. Every time you look at the clock, if we talk about this in every sport, there's a particular time in the game when it seems like it just goes really, really fast, and we're getting into that point of this football game here today, 13 minutes to go in the contest. Southwestern has it, 2nd down 10 at their own 43. Back to throw again. It's going to be Barnes. Steps up in a pocket. Eludes a couple of defenders. Now throws late, and it's going to be caught just short of the 40-yard line at the Benedictine 41. A nice job by Josh Edson. And Gus, for Southwestern, Edson probably is their offensive POG.
Yeah, he's been the only guy to really do anything for Southwestern on the offensive side. Luke Barnes did a nice job of sidestepping what would have been a couple defenders there to make the pass. But, again, Edson is a guy who came into the ball game. Their leading receiver has proved just that. We haven't seen anything, though, out of the tight end Hoffman yet.
Quarterback is back. Thorn left side. He's got a man wide open. Caught at the 20. Down to the 15-yard line at Southwestern. Making some noise here with 12.5 to go in the third quarter. They pushed it down to the Raven 15.
That time, Joel Mavis over there in coverage, able to make the stop on the play. But Luke Barnes right now, 12 of 23, 133 yards passing, no touchdowns, but has that one interception. You talk about Keyshawn Jones, 8 catches, 113 yards today for Southwestern.
Single man to the backfield. Quarterback is back, steps up, a little jump pass, and it's going to be batted away and incomplete around the 10 or 11-yard line.
That time they were looking for Keyshawn Jones. Javai Bloomquist over there for the Ravens, able to knock that thing away. That'll bring up a 2nd and 10 with 12:02 left in the contest.
See, this time, Gus, they have brought long snapper David Roper into the backfield for Southwestern.
Yeah, why not, right?
Got to try to find somebody, something happening. Now they've got Keyshawn Jones back there again. It is a 2nd down. 2nd down 10 at the Benedictine 16. Southwestern, QB's back. Throwing into the end zone. He's got his man through outside. The receiver looking inside. That means it's incomplete.
Yeah, that time Zach Gill working one-on-one with Keyshawn Jones. And you're right. He threw it to the outside shoulder. Jones turned to the inside. A little miscommunication there will bring up now a 3rd and 10.
You know, you've got David Roper coming in. He's 195-pound, 6-foot senior out of Arlington. Went to Kennedale High School, which I have no idea where that is. But I bet you can see the AT&T Dome from there. Because you can see that from about anywhere in Arlington, I think. Here comes a third down and 10, and they again are in four down territory here for Southwestern, who trails Benedictine at 28-0. Inside 12 minutes to go in the game. Back to throw. Looking downfield, and it is broken up at the 5-yard line. Incomplete.
That time, Joel Mavis gets a hand on the football, but the penalty marker out at the 5-yard line. Now they're going to back it up to the 7.
We'll get the call, but you know what this is going to be, right?
Yeah, it's going to be P.I.
Yeah.
Pass interference, number 0, defense. That's a spot foul and an automatic first down.
So, the spot foul, the automatic first down, will mean, for the first time today, Southwestern is in a first and goal situation. 11:53 to play. Ravens leading 28-0, but the shutout now is in some jeopardy. Benedictine with that basic 43 defense that they have run all season long. They're settling it up front here, and remarkably for Southwestern, they brought everybody in. The quarterback is under center. Running back is about 7 yards deep. Handoff will go to the running back. He'll bounce outside. Hit and drop behind the line of scrimmage. What a nice play for the Ravens and Tim Glazer.
That time, Javai Bloomquist forces the play back into the middle. Tim Glazer able to finish the running back on that play. It'll bring up now a second and goal backed up to the 6-yard line.
A good job by Benedictine, and that will allow the clock to run as we're inside 11.5 to play. And instead of having everybody inside, now they're going to spread the field a little bit more widely, sending two receivers to the right side. Holthusen is very wide to the right. One receiver to the left. Quarterback Barnes is back to throw. Looking right, has his man right through his hands. And it's going to go incomplete. Looking again for their leading receiver on the season, Keyshawn Jones.
Yeah, that time Keyshawn Jones in the back of the end zone couldn't hold on to the ball. And right now for Southwestern, you get a guy open, he can't hold on to it. It's just been kind of a day where nothing has gone right for you. But you're looking at the ball. It'll be third and goal at the 6. You've got to punch this in if you're Southwestern here. Raven's going to bring in another defensive back. They're going to bring in Yannicka Fundugale.
It's into the right side and wide it to the far side. It's going to be Holthusen. It is a third down goal call. QB's looking left, throwing left, and it's broken up at the goal line. Incomplete, and again, because the quarterback threw over the wrong shoulder.
Yeah, and the problem is, he's trying to throw out there against the good speed of Joel Mavis, and Mavis is a guy I don't want to mess with, especially at this point of the field. He's got 5 interceptions this season. He's taken 2 of them back to the house, and if you remember way back in week 1 against William Penn, they were working to this end zone when he took that one back, what was it, like 98 yards the other way. So, and I just don't like playing some of those routes out there on the island of Joel Mavis.
It is now fourth down for Southwestern. They have not elected to take a timeout here with 11:08 to play in the game, trailing 28-0, but they will go for it here on the fourth down at the 6. Trips to the short side. Again, quarterback Barnes, 2 to the right. Everybody's in the pattern. He's looking right. Now he's going to run with it, and he is going to go into the end zone with the stretch.
He's short.
No, the official runs up and says he did not get in. Because as he was going down, he reaches out, but his knee hits the ground, and he's a half a yard short of the end zone.
Yeah, what
ruling
a job.
Ruling on the field, short of the goal line, it'll be 1st and 10, Benedictine.
Quarterback's knee hit the ground. He extends the ball forward. The official's right on it, and wow, another turnover on downs, and Benedictine will have a long field ahead of him, but you know what else they have? The goose egg still intact.
Here's the deal. If Barnes, obviously Barnes is not a runner, because what you would have done as a runner, what a Garrett Keller would have done, get straight to the goal line and get across there more quickly. But he kind of tried to work it a little bit and took too much time. And here comes the BC offense. Everybody standing in the end zone, 1st and 10 from inside the 1. Kettle is going to be back to throw, goes over the middle, and it's incomplete at the 15, and there's pass
the
interference everywhere. That is Reed Levi saying, come on, man, you can't be grabbing me like that. Trayvon Crockett, the strong safety, is the guy who was trying to defend him. And I'll have a question for you here when we get this out.
Pass interference, number 11, defense. That's a spot foul and an automatic first down.
My question for you, Gus, and as we did prep for this game and I was watching some film and all of this, I expected this to be a big Lake Hoffman kind of a day. I have not mentioned Lake Hoffa today. Why not?
The Ravens have just done a great job of not letting him get clean releases. They're taking their defensive ends. They're hitting him right as he's coming off the line of scrimmage, and Lake has just not been able to get downfield far enough for his quarterback to find him.
And again, Lake Hoffman is their tight end, 6 foot six, and he's been a playmaker for them all season long. Ravens on a first down run into the right side for maybe a yard or so, but the clock keeps rolling now, 10.5 to play in the game.
Yeah, Garrett Kettle with a short run right there. Games going on around the country early in the fourth quarter. Avila trails Indiana Wesleyan 14-7. It's Morningside leading Arizona Christian 21-18 with about 14 minutes left. You've got Northwestern leading big 42-7 going into the fourth quarter over Dickinson State. Grandview, a 10-point lead on Carroll with 14 minutes left in that contest. And Bethel holding off Kaiser 14-7.
Quarterback back to throw, now rolling left. Kettle, now he's going to run. He tucks it under the left shoulder, gets to the 15, and goes feet first around the 20-yard line. What he tried to do was stay in play. He only picks up a couple, 3 yards, maybe four, but we'll leave his team looking at a third down long. But again, his primary objective right there was do not stop the clock.
Yeah, basically, you're looking down the field. You're trying to see if somebody's just wide open or it's going to be an easy pass. If not, keep the ball, pick up the yardage, and keep that clock rolling. The Ravens bring Reed Levi in, and now they're going to take him back out. They're going to bring Colin Payne in for this third down call.
Ravens will go two to the short side, two to the wide side, and again, a single running back out of backfield right on the left hand of the 6'4 senior quarterback for Benedict in the conference. Player of the year, Garrett Kettle. Very long count. Garrett back to throw. Fires one right side, and it is incomplete. That was a nice defensive play. Almost face guarding on the near side as they were trying to get it over here to Witherspoon, or rather to Cathright. Richard Holmes, the coverage on the near side. And Benedictine, again, punting into the wind. Last time they did this, it was good for like 10 yards. So the wind is a problem. And BC punter Colin Bruner is going to be standing inside his own 5-yard line when he kicks this away. 9:20 to go in the game. Benedictine in front, 28-0. And again, you've got Holt who's backing up. He's at his own 40-yard line. I can't imagine you need to back up any more than that. Snap back is perfect. The kick away is nice. It is a bit wobbly. We'll land at the 45, and then it takes a southwestern bounce, and it kicks back for Benedictine. It goes up to the 46. It'll be Builders football starting in Raven territory, 1st and 10. At the Benedictine 46-yard line, the Ravens in front with just over 9 minutes of play. It's 28-0 here at Wilcox Stadium in Atchison, Kansas. All right, Gus, tell me when it's safe. I mean, you know, you don't want to hex anything, but when does it start safe for me to look for the fuel card and stuff for the automobile for next Saturday?
It was safe at halftime.
Well, I thought it was. But, you know, you don't want to say something. We are playing the jinx, right? You don't want to. You don't want that to come back.
Yeah. Now the question is, where?
First down, Southwestern. QB straight back drop. Now with lots of time. Throws it, tipped, and incomplete. How many tipped footballs and how many chances at interception have the Ravens had today? 6 or 8?
Yeah. It's been a lot. Oh, kind of looking up and down. I don't know. I mean, Northwestern obviously is going to move on. That's where I kind of kept looking at, figuring it was Northwestern. Indiana Wesleyan is struggling right now with Avila. I know they're up 7, but it's a one-score game in the fourth quarter. Arizona Christian is holding with Morningside at the moment. Grandview up 10 on Carroll. So still a lot of games that are not as comfortable as this one. The only two games that are really in hand is this one and Northwestern leading Dickinson State 42-7.
Here's a pass over to the left side that's going to be caught for a first down and pushed out of bounds with 8:45 to go. They'll advance the chain. So, again, doing the math, 16 teams make the tournament. That means 8 games today. That means there will be 8 teams and 4 games across the country next week. Back to throw again is going to be Barnes. He'll cut it to the right side, a man wide open to the 30. Dancing to the right side, 25. Headed for the end zone, and does he get in? Touchdown! Southwestern.
That time, Southwestern on a 32-yard touchdown pass out there to Keyshawn Jones. And he's going to have to catch his breath after that one as he dives for the pylon and will get Southwestern on the board.
So the Jinx are on the board with 8:23 to go, and now we got Keyshawn still down on the near side. He did his best Clark Kent, you know, as he kind of went headlong, arms stretched out in front of him and dove for and on top of the pylon. And now he pulls off his helmet. He's sitting up on the near side just off the field of play, but too close for them to continue. And the trainers are coming up to
take a look at him. 25 for an offensive timeout.
So there you go. They're going to kind of give him a looking over on the near side. And, gosh, guess, you know, we always usually at this point we're talking about all the other games going on around. Uh-oh. What's going on here?
TCU knocks off Baylor today, 29-28. So, last play of the game. Wow. So, TCU comes away with a win over Baylor. And
was that in Waco?
Yeah.
I thought so.
And that's what? What is that, an hour trip?
From Waco to
Fort Worth?
I bet it's an hour and a half, maybe, don't you think?
Right.
Something like that. Down 35.
Right back up 35,
yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Official still taking some time, trying to get Keyshawn looked at. They're looking at that lower leg right now.
Kind of down around the left ankle or something. 8:23 to go in the ball game. They need to give him a little assistance to get him up and
honestly,
get
him just
safely
need to move
away.
Him like 4 feet to the
just get him safely off the field of play so that he's all right. Now he's walking off toward the far side. Does not seem to be much worse for the wear. Coming in for the extra point effort, it's going to be Southwestern's kicker, Gabriel Medrano, the 6-foot junior from El Paso, Texas. He could tell you how far it is, probably, from Waco to Fort Worth.
Gabriel, pretty good on PATs, right? 28 to 29 this season.
Yeah. Yep, a good kicker. 25 punts this season, does not have one block, 10 out of 13 field goals, all conference honorable mention kicker.
Wow, Michigan trailing Illinois with 3.5 minutes left.
Joseph Perez will hold the ball. And it's been a while getting this PAT airborne. It is down and up and got it. Taking a timeout, Joseph, with 8:23 to go in the game. Timeout brought to you by Atchison Dental, where they'll get precise and custom work on a single visit. Contact them for all your dental needs. 8:23 to go in the game. Benedictine 28, Southwestern 7.
Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer, locally owned and operated. Stop by and see faces you recognize that have been in the business for over 50 years combined. They're all car guys who care about getting you the right part for your passenger vehicle or heavy-duty parts for the big trucks. They've extended their hours to better serve you. Now open 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Here in Atchison, Kansas. Gus, is that Damon out there for the return?
No. Yeah, Damon and Joel Mavis.
Yeah.
The Ravens went out there with their hands team. Now they're going to call a timeout. And is that Kettle out there?
Oh, yeah.
He's on the hands team as well. How too many times do you see your quarterback out there on the hands team for kick return?
We've seen him on kick coverage before, you know.
Second charge.
Well, we got this timeout. We're going to hang on to it right here, Joseph, but it'll give me a chance to remind you that Atchison Dental has got the latest technology. They'll make your visit in there comfortable and convenient for you. Give them a call. Atchison Dental.
Game's going on around the country right now. It's still Indiana Wesleyan leading Avila 14-7 with just under 8 to play in that ball game. Morningside has built now a 10-point lead on Arizona Christian, 28-18, 7:38 left in that. Northwestern run away from Dickinson State, 49-7. Still 9.5 minutes left there. Grandview, a 10-point lead on Carroll, 17-7. It's Lindsey Wilson leading Reinhardt with 4 minutes left in the third quarter. And at the break, it's Bethel, 17, Kaiser, 7. So,
how about I remind you that, you know, if you got a weekend holiday party, something going on, you know, Thanksgiving week coming up, my chicken at with our friends at Hunley Liquor. They're hometown friendly, hometown helpful. Hunley Liquor, right there on 8th Street. Can't miss it. 8:23 to go in the ball game, and let's see. I mean, the Ravens have really shifted things up. When you got six guys on the front line, then you go to four, and the only guy that is more than 10 yards deep is way back there, and that's Damon Wiggin. He's back at the 20-yard line, so the Ravens expecting something.
Now, look, Kettle is in that second row, right in the middle.
So everyone anticipating the Southwestern onside kick, and now the official having a problem with the alignment and holding the ball, and there blows off the tee again. We've had a bunch of that so far this afternoon. Southwestern is going to run Cody Wittenberg up there out of El Dorado, Kansas. And Southwestern, they've been a while getting this thing back underway. There it is. There's the onside kick, the big hop, and what a great job by one of the guys in the front, leaping into the air, Gavin Spangler. We wouldn't normally think of as a hands team guy, but he did a great job there, pulled that thing in, covered it up, and Benedictine will begin this possession across midfield.
Yeah, like he jumps up, secures the ball, and gets straight to
the ground. He's a big guy, 6'2", you know, and 214.
So the Ravens are going to send the offense back out on the field with 8:20 left, and the sole purpose of milking this clock.
You know, I think coming into the game, there's always a lot of questions about any contest, anytime you get teams together. But in the really bitter cold that we've had here this afternoon and the low temps that we've had for practice all week, Benedictine has, let's be very candid, they have a lot of players from SoCal. And here we go, down the right side of the 40-30. Here's a Raven touchdown, count it if you want to, as it goes in. But now a marker at the edge, and because that is going to cost Benedictine and Dalton Witherspoon 6.
Yeah, that was going to be a 47-yard run for Witherspoon, but instead we're going to get a holding penalty on the Ravens as they tried to turn the corner there. And the guilty party is not happy.
Number 78, offense. 10 yards to the spot of the foul. Replay, first down.
So we'll try this again with 8:09 to go. Hey! Benedictine will move back across midfield, back of their own half at the 45-yard line, leading it 28-7. Gus, Jacob Gathright, or he looked like Jacob Gathright right there, didn't he? Dalton Witherspoon showing that speed and getting a half a step and being done.
Yeah, and that was one of those plays where Dalton got into a little traffic on the sideline. Next thing you know, he pops out the backside and runs away from the defense. So, again, for this freshman out of Windsor, Missouri, looking good today.
First and 18 here for BC, and a very long count for Garrett Kettle. He'll take his time, take the snap at the knees, quick sidearm pass, and that was just kind of off the mark. I think he was looking for Jay Sean, but it was a little behind him and out of the reach of everyone. It's a second down and long call.
Yeah, and the problem with that play is it's going to stop the clock with the incompletion. Yep. So, for Southwestern, you talk about them today, 62 plays for 307 yards. Benedictine has only run 45 plays today for 277 yards. The Ravens are going to be looking at a second and, let's call it, 18 out there. Two receivers to the left, one to the right. The running back off to the left, hit for quarterback Garrett Kettle. Kettle with a long count now looks over the near sideline, gets the change, and now he's going to turn, hand it off to Witherspoon. Witherspoon up to the 45, breaks one tackle, pushes to midfield, and might just be in to Southwestern territory right near midfield. So a short run right there by Dalton Witherspoon, but putting together a good afternoon for the freshman out of Windsor, Missouri. Last week at MidAmerica, Dalton 15 rushes for 108 yards. And now it will bring up a third down for Benedictine. Dalton Witherspoon, 14 carries for 58 yards today. He's got one touchdown rushing. It'll be a third and 13. They're going to motion Wiggins out of the backfield, put him in a slot to the left side. Quarterback takes the snap, looking. Now he's going to fire one deep. He's looking for Buteau. He's got him at the 20. He's going to back into the end zone. Touchdown, Ravens. A 50-yard touchdown strike from Garrett Kettle to Austin Buteau. And the Ravens now lead 34-7 with 7:05 left here in the ball game. That was a great job by Austin Buteau. Just a little shudder and go, and as he slowed down, the defender slowed down and stopped. Well, then Buteau gears it back up, gets into the end zone. Now, on for the PAT, it's going to be Harry Balke, the sophomore out of San Diego. Kettle to hold. The snap by Philippi is back. It's perfect. The kick, it's up. It's good. And we have a timeout on the field. Timeout coming with 7:05 left in the contest. It's Benedictine 35, Southwestern 7.
Hundley Liquor is your hometown liquor store with everything you can imagine. Whether you're in the mood to finish a great day by kicking back and drinking a domestic or imported beer, or maybe even a fine wine to pair with your dinner tonight, whatever your need, look no further. Hundley Liquor at 119 South 9th Street has got it. Beer, wine, spirits. Hundley Liquor, hometown friendly, hometown helpful in Atchison.
Benjamin Franklin once wrote about investing. An investment in knowledge pays the best interest. At Cottle Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to navigate the world of investments. Let us answer your most pressing questions about the markets. Whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with, give us a call to learn more at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC.
Here to Atchison, the kickoff is going to be high and short, bounds at the 30, and it'll be taken by Southwestern and out of bounds. That kickoff brought to you by Hundley Liquor. Kick off your weekend, holiday, or party with a stop at Hundley Liquor. Hometown friendly, hometown helpful, that's Hundley Liquor. Adam, what do you think? Just throw it to the tight end, right? That's like the best play.
Win in doubt? Throw it to the tight end. That's the way football's won.
See? And for Southwestern, they've got a really good tight end, Lake Hoffman, but he's a guy who has not been able to catch the ball yet today. They're going to bring him out there. They're going to shuffle him a little behind the right tackle and keep him in the backfield. The quarterback here is going to be Luke Barnes. Barnes has been the third quarterback all day. He's going to take the shotgun snap, drop back, a little pressure, throw it over the middle, and there it is, your tight end, Lake Hoffman, with his first reception of the day. It'll be a first down up across the 45 to the 47-yard line.
Gus, a nice catch, but I'll take the Benedictine tight ends 7 days a week and twice on Sunday.
I like it. So for Southwestern, they're going to get a first down. They're going to move it up to the 47-yard line. Quarterback Luke Barnes takes the snap. He's going to have a little pressure. He's going to throw it to the tight end again. And that time, Javai Bloomquist won't let him go anywhere else. A 4-yard gain. That'll bring up now a 2nd and 6. We've got 6:30 left in this contest. Benedictine starting to work their way and look forward to a big matchup next week in round 2 of the playoffs. 2nd and 10, the quarterback Luke Barnes takes the snap. He's going to flare one out into the right flat. It's going to be caught over here by Cody Wittenberg out of Eldo. He's going to have enough for a first down. He'll get out of bounds to stop the clock at 6:14. For the Ravens, they're going to shuffle in. There we go. We're going to get new defensive ends out there for Benedictine. One of those here on the near side is going to be Jack Young, the junior out of Blue Valley Northwest. The quarterback takes the snap, drops back. He's got a little time. He's looking deep, and it's going to be incomplete. That time he was looking for Keyshawn Jones, just a little bit out of the outstretched hands. Blue Kaplinger out there in coverage. Also, you're going to see Lamont Schomburger for the Ravens in coverage. That'll bring up a 2nd and 10 now for Southwestern. Southwestern taking a lot of time looking over to the far sideline, and offensive coordinator in his first season, Ryan Nelson. Nelson, as a quarterback in college, won a playoff game here in Atchison as the quarterback for Tabor.
The quarterback's going to take the snap. He's going to be under a little pressure. He's going to roll to the right. He's got some room to run up to the 40, 35, bounced out around the 33-yard line. Over there for Benedictine to knock him out of bounds, you're going to see Jared Heron, the sophomore out of Moberly. So now we're seeing Southwestern getting some opportunities to move the ball, but the Ravens kind of playing that bend, don't break. They're going to give up yards right now. They don't really care about giving that up. They just don't want to give up any points right now. 5:20 left in the contest. Looking to tuck a wide receiver, running back to the right hip of the quarterback. It's going to be Luke Barnes. He's got some time. He's going to fire one over the middle. It's caught by the tight end, Lake Hoffman. He's going to dive at the 5 to the 3-yard line, first down for Southwestern. We talked about it all game that the tight end has been their best option all season. He hasn't been able to do anything to this point this afternoon. Finally, on the last drive probably for Southwestern today, they highlight the tight end.
Yeah, not only are they great athletes, but, you know, those tight ends are usually the best-looking guy in the field.
There you go.
Right? So, you know, you got that.
Quarterback's going to turn. Flair went off to the left, and it's going to be incomplete. That time they were looking over there for Keyshawn Jones. Nothing doing. Blue Kaplinger in coverage. 4:50 left in the contest.
But no, we look at video. We've watched previous games that this team has played in. They have gone to him all season long. And the fact that either they, A, didn't do it, or B, Benedict just took him away from them has been huge in this game. I mean, again, 6'6", 250, a senior, hometown kind of a kid, you know. You don't stop that guy.
He's your number two receiver, right? He's a first-team all-KCAC type performer.
And yet you don't go to him until the last 5-6 minutes of the game. Now they'll hand off. Oh, it's a little jump pass from the running back, and it's incomplete.
You've got a penalty marker in the back corner of the end zone. That play they ran right there was the one you saw Thursday night from Derrick Henry, where he runs into the line, stops, pops up, and tries to, you know, push pass over the top of the stack. Now you do have that penalty marker in the back corner.
But this was snapped to the quarterback who handed it off, and then he ran in. Wasn't Derrick Henry like a wildcat? Didn't he just like take the snap
forward? The official's taking a lot of time.
Yeah.
Because I can't figure out what it is that far away from the action.
Maybe nothing. Here we go.
Substitution fraction, defense, 12 men on the field.
There you go.
It's going to be half the distance to the goal and replay second down.
Well, there you go. The 12 guys on the field, they stopped them from scoring, but now it'll go halfway down there. 4:48 left in the game, 35-7, and Benedict and Gus, we will find out, I'm sure, sometime tomorrow, late morning or noontime, when and against whom. And now here is the pressure, and there is a sack on Benedict, and getting into the backfield. What a job of getting the pressure on by Isaac Anderson. Well, I'll tell you what, Isaac has got me reminding you that you got to go buy Taco John's after the game, man. This family pack at a pound, put that in a sack. Take it home. Taco John's, Ravens with the clock running, push the builders back, and it's a third and long.
How many of those do you think that defensive line could destroy?
I don't know if you can make enough to feed those guys.
So the mound builders backed up and now looking at a third and goal from the 11.
Mind, like, I'm in the talk with John's line behind them, you know? Here's the back, and it's another sack by Benedictine. What a job back-to-back TFLs for BC. And now that one belongs to Gavin Spangler as we go inside 4 minutes to play. 35-7 Ravens.
Yeah, but if it's me, I'm all about the nachos Navidad.
All right, you're a holiday.
All right, you know.
You're a holiday guy.
So it's a big fourth down right here. Just moments ago, it was second and goal from the 2. Now they're looking at fourth and goal from the 19. And this is what this Raven defense has done all season.
BC's pushed them back and pushed them back. And here we go on this fourth down. Back to throw. Pressure on again. Hit, and there's 3. It's a hat trick. Tyler Wilson gets in there. Not just back-to-back-to-back sacks. 3 different guys doing it.
Second and goal at the 2. And you got pushed all the way back out to the, where's Benedictine going to end up with this thing? Right about the 30, 29-yard line. Wow. What a job by that Raven defensive front. We've talked about them all game.
they have been the difference maker all season.
Let's talk about Caleb Cook. There is your Heart of America Athletic Conference Defensive Coach of the Year.
Yeah. You know, Caleb Cook is a guy who, in his second full season as the defensive coordinator, has put together a defense that really knows how to get after the quarterback. They've got 35 sacks coming into today's game, 82.5 TFLs. They've got 33 takeaways coming into today's game. Were able to take the ball away once on an interception by LaJuan Schomburger. Have had their hands on about five other ones.
And there's a snap back, and the Ravens drop it, and they pick it up, and it's going to be a little bit of loss on the play. BC is going to go in to the bench and bring in quarterback Luke Laskowski. Luke out of Baldwin City, Kansas. It's going to be a loss of a couple of yards on that play. And bring up now a second down and a dozen. Rayshon Mills in the backfield here for Benedictine. How about Rayshon Mills? He's a all-conference player this season for BC.
You're also going to see LeBron Jackson. I have to slow myself down on LeBron Jackson. I've called him James like five times this year. They're also going to be out there with tight end Tanner Zimmerman, the freshman out of Olathe West.
2 minutes and a half to play in the ball game. Ravens going to be moving on. They lead 35-7. Quarterback Luke Laskowski, hands off, dancing into the middle across the 25, 30, 31, maybe 32-yard line. There's some serious downfield blocking going on down there. And it will bring up a third down for Benedictine. Zion Mathis swimming his way up the field. Third down and 8 for BC. Rayshon is going to check back in. Damon is going to check in, and Rayshon rotates out for Benedictine. BC also has Reed Levi out there. Who else we got out? I'm just going to check in the alignment here.
Jayshon Todd is going to be out there.
He's just running in.
LeBron is out there. And who's that? Colin Payne might be in the slot
I think that's what you got. Third down. We're going to call it 7. What do you say? Minute and a half left in this one. Southwestern not going to bother trying to slow this thing down. Does no good. Here's Laskowski. Goes right side. He'll get across the 35 and pick up a couple of 3 yards. Very active play going on. It's the helmet blew off.
Jacoby Hinton, the freshman left guard, gets his helmet knocked off. We have some finals. Would you like a couple?
Sure, bring them on.
Indiana Wesleyan outlasts Avila today, 14-7. Morningside pulls away from Arizona Christian late, 35-18. It was Northwestern over Dickinson State, 49-7. You've got a tight one still with 36 seconds left. Grandview, 17.
Please
Carroll, 14.
Please stop the play clock to 25.
Early in the fourth quarter, it's Lindsey Wilson leading
Reinhardt,
16-0. And in the third quarter, still early, Bethel leading Kaiser, 17-7.
You know, if you are playing in Des Moines today and you're from Helena, Montana, you're out there in shirt sleeves, you know, in a Hawaiian shirt and, you know, flip-flops, because it's got to feel great at 0.
A little festive, right?
Oh, my. Ravens got to boot it away. Fourth down with, they're going to let this thing roll down to about a minute here to go in the game when they snap this. There it is. Beautiful snap. And Cullen's kick, end over end, not real deep, but again, into that wind. And again, it takes a southwestern bounce. Ravens are just going to let it roll. The yardage means less than the time at this point in the game. 48 seconds to go. And for Southwestern, guess they'll fall on this thing a couple times, and that'll be about all she wrote.
Yeah, I mean, you might chuck it once just to see what happens. Grandview outlasts Carroll 17-4. So, what? Number 1, 2, 3, 4 have all won. Bethel, Tennessee is holding off Kaiser. I think that if there's an upset to be had right now, that is probably it. But Bethel, Tennessee, an undefeated team right now. Lindsey Wilson leading Reinhardt 16-0. You can't count out Lindsey Wilson ever.
So far they're holding suit, right?
Yep.
First down for Southwestern, just short of midfield. The handoff into the middle of the line. There's nothing there, and they're going to stack them up. We have one more snap. Wait, unless they're going to bring it down. They are. That's going to do it. Final score here this afternoon, the Benedictine Ravens, 35, Southwestern 7. And we'll be back to summarize this thing right after this.
Skyway Banks at 711 Commercial Street in downtown Atchison is always introducing new products with you in mind. Check out the selection of slim and foldable batteries, Delta gummies, carts, and dispos. If it's e-juice you want, Skyway Vapes has it, along with all of your vaping accessories. It's the vaping experience you want. Friendly, knowledgeable service with a range of products that can't be beat. Skyway Vapes, 7-Eleven Commercial in downtown Atchison. Open 10 to 9, Monday through Saturday. Sunday, noon to 7.
Deciding between Original Medicare and Medicare Advantage plans can be difficult, yet it's one of the most important decisions you'll make because it affects your health, your finances, and your peace of mind. The Health Benefits Navigator at Amberwell can help you to review your options carefully and choose the plan that is best suited to your personal needs. This service is free and available to all community members, whether you're a patient at Amberwell or not. To set up a free appointment, please call 913-367-2650. That's 913-367-2650.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With three tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
The new Fall Blizzard Treat Menu is at Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill, and it's got all the fall, featuring returning favorites like pumpkin pie and new flavors like cinnamon roll setters, Reese's Take Five, Snickers Brownie, and more. This may be the fallest Fall Blizzard Treat Menu lineup of all time, and it's all blended together in delicious, world-famous DQ soft serve. Try all the flavors at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison.
Back with you here at Wilcox Stadium on the Benedictine College campus, where today BC wins in round one of the NAIA Football Championship Series 35-7 over Southwestern. Game brought to you here at Care Radio by Hamada Wealth Management, L&L Construction, and many others. We appreciate all of our great sponsors and guests for Benedictine. Solid game. And what you've got to admire about the Ravens in this game is they started right out of the gate, okay? Didn't fool around, jumped out to a lead in the opening quarter, and stayed right after him, not allowing Southwestern to get on the board at all until late in the fourth quarter.
If prior to the game I told you that Southwestern was going to run 23 more plays than Benedictine and they were going to have five more total yards than the Ravens this afternoon, you'd have been worried about it, right?
I would have not thought this was good.
Benedictine ran 23 fewer plays, had five fewer yards, but still comes away with a 35-7 win today. And for Benedictine, I mean, you start looking at things. In their first six possessions, they had four touchdowns and a kettle punt. I mean, that was kind of the difference maker. Able to jump out early. One of our Dairy Queen Grill and Chill keys to the game was that Benedictine had to score over 25 and limit the big plays for Southwestern. All season, Southwestern has scored on long plays. Today, they gave up one touchdown, a 32-yard pass, but other than that, the Ravens were really able to keep Southwestern from getting into the kind of game that they wanted to play. And because of that, the Ravens will now punch their ticket to round two. And we're going to find out next week, or we'll find out probably tomorrow, who the Ravens will play next week. Your players of the game today, Garrett Kettle is your offensive player of the game. Tyler Wilson is going to be the defensive player of the game.
Sort of congratulations, Coach Osborne, the conference coach of the year. Kettle, the conference player of the year, offensive player of the year. Coach Cook, the near shutout today. A great team job by Benedictine, and their work continues, and we're looking forward to being with them next week.
What else?
Unfortunately,
that means you're not going to get to go to Cedar Rapids next
Saturday.
Oh, man! You're going to miss Cedar Rapids basketball.
What on earth? Well, it's a price we're going to pay to follow this great team this season as Benedictine moves now to, 11-1? And for Southwestern, they'll wrap up the season 10-2. Nothing wrong with 10-2 to speak of, you know. Want to thank you for having joined us. Till we greet you next week, and we'll let you know tomorrow when and where. For Joseph, our producer engineer in the Care Sports Studio, Gus Counts with me here in the booth, Adam for kind of watching over both of us, Tom Counts. So long, everybody.
Thanks for listening to Benedictine Raven Football on your local sports authority, KAIR Radio 93.7 FM, and streaming on MSCNews.net. Benedictine Raven football games are brought to you by Hamada Wealth Management.